You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, before we get into the show, I just want to let you guys know about this great new offer we have for fans of the podcast. You probably heard of Hulu.com. Well, Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies in the living room or on the go on your smartphone or tablet. I was watching a movie the other day. I went early to the gig. I was in the parking lot. I put Hulu Plus on right on my iPhone. I watched a TV show right in the parking lot before I went into the gig. It's amazing. With Hulu Plus, you can watch favorite TV shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandals. Watch every episode of shows like Lost, Law & Order, Doctor Who, and Community. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Wrong Mans and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots. How interesting is that? You know, I almost got into a fight with a mascot. I almost beat up the Maryland Tarpon one day. Yeah, it was on Tourgasm. It really pissed me off. I was trying to look through the mask to see where his face was. So check it out right now. You'll also get access to the collection of ad-free movies and kids' content. Ad-free movies is great. That means you just watch it. No stopping, no nothing. You just watch the movie in its entirety, like when you went to the movie and saw it originally. And they have kids' content, which is great. I just have a kid. It's awesome when he's fussy. Right on my iPhone. I'll put on a nice little kid show, and it'll take him away for 20 minutes so I can relax and have some free time. Okay, so here's the deal. For only $7.99 a month, you can catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, or catch a great movie. Stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want. Your phone, your TV, your computer, your tablet, wherever. And right now, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. That's a special offer for our listeners. Make sure you use the HuluPlus.com/dude so you get the extended free trial. That's an extended free trial for our listeners. And they also know we sent you. Go to HuluPlus.com/dude right now for your extended 2-week free trial. HuluPlus.com/dude. You know what, dude? I got my Hulu Plus. I got my coffee. Boom!
Now I think you know yeah. If you're in New York.
Hey, Ray, pull that mic down in the middle. Just flop it down in between you guys.
It was good, right?
That's amazing. But where in Brooklyn?
Avenue J and 14. Exactly, yeah, it's Avenue J.
But like which neighborhood?
Hey, can I interrupt the most boring conversation I've ever heard for 1 second to start this show? Ugh.
Who usually has this microphone?
What?
None of
you get 5 questions. That's it, James. That's all you get. Joe List, really?
Yeah, he's got a tiny mouth, but it packs a punch.
I bet you fucking Lewis comes in here and gnaws on them. And here we go.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
No. I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Ray looks like our fucking European manager. He does all our Euro tours. With James Smith's lover.
Either that or a bad guy in a Will Smith movie.
Simon, that light's killing me, you cocksucker. I know you're trying to light James Smith perfectly. Get that out of my... Now it's all over the place. Now fuck that light.
That intro music is going to turn off any black listeners who want to listen to this.
There are no black listeners.
and who... We have a lot of black listeners. We have black girls who listen to this
Can't
show.
You put like a little drum beat behind that as well and make it more universal?
No. Listen, fucking Cuban Pete. You go down there, you're all fucking diverse. You know the culture. Fuck off. Fuck you.
We can use a congo drum.
Multiculturalism is the future.
What happened today in the news is affecting all of us. My favorite line in fucking All in the Family when they're in the elevator with the black guy and the Puerto Rican. And this Puerto Rican goes, Mr. Bunker, I don't know why you do this. I am equal to you. And he looks at the black guy and goes, equal to me? You're not even equal to him. The black guy goes, he's right.
That's the best, dude. That true. Was like, great about TV back in the day. They were just openly racist.
Yeah, well, no, just Archie Bunker. It wasn't like all over the place.
No, Jefferson's, all the black shows were racist.
Dude. All the cartoons from like the 50s and 60s.
First of all, this is how dumb Lewis is. They weren't racist. They dealt with racism, you fucking dumb.
It wasn't as PC.
The elevator scene is funny because it's fucking true. There's guys like Archie Bunker who aren't racist, but they're fucking, they were brought up in a weird time that they're better than a Puerto Rican guy. And it's not him being a racist asshole. They're exposing racism so we can laugh at ourselves, you fucking.
It is amazing, though. There was a.
Hang on 1 second. Jack and Ipes. Go ahead.
There's a lot of words with no funny.
I was trying. You were just staring at me. I thought you were going to yell at me halfway through. I'm sorry, James. What are you talking about?
No, like sitcoms like that. There's a British one. I think it was called Love Thy Neighbor. And the guy used to refer to his neighbor, who was a black man, you know, with a racial slur. And it was just a sitcom. I guess it was like 70s.
Probably. What was the racial slur?
Get on that mic. Eat that so we can get you, Bubba.
I'd rather not repeat
Abbo?
It.
Do you need a new... grab that thing and put it on, okay? Yeah. Does that smell better?
People at home probably think that's Kelly with his sex change right now.
I'd actually rather...
I can live with it.
I'd rather fuck James Smith than Kelly.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
I'd rather fuck you.
If you're
fuck
selling Kelly. Yourself short, let me assure you.
Yeah, I'd fuck
fucking hell.
I'd rather fuck Dead Poets Society.
Jesus Christ.
Ray Ellis.
There you go. There you go. Dead Poets.
That one I haven't heard before.
Oh, my captain.
Oh, my captain, my captain.
We got, let's go around the room real quick on the couch. We got Ray Allen, a very funny guy.
He's growing his hair for charity.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's ruining my social life.
No, that's what
true.
A charity told him to do, grow his hair.
I think the most disturbing thing is his stomach is protruding directly
really?
At me. Directly at me.
Well, go a little lower, James.
Now I know why you go to Aruba. Why hang out with us? We just this place stinks.
Yeah, I love Aruba. It's perfect.
Of course, over on the other side of the room, we got James Smith, who is from Australia. The guy to the left of him is the monkey, the train.
Zoo animal.
The fucking gorilla.
Maybe the monkey that knows the difference between left and right, you fucking asshole. I'm to the right of him.
No, he's not talking about me. He's talking about James.
You're to the left of him.
I'm to the right of him.
Yeah, but to me and the people watching, dumb.
Me and Bob are going to fight today.
You're dumb. I'm looking at the camera. I'm talking to the people.
I'm not to the left of James Smith. I'm not.
From his perspective,
on the camera right here, and everybody watching.
But you didn't say...
you got to take the word him out for it to be correct.
Thank you.
He is to the right of me, or he is to the left. So it's either him or the. You have to replace one of
them. Thank you, James Smith.
How's this? How about we just take it out? And the stupid person who was in the shot... next to James is Lewis the Animal Steel. The real ass dude. The fucking getting fat again. Oh, God. Wow, you're getting fat.
I really am getting fat again.
Oh, my God. I can see those little fucking ham hocks on your cheeks.
Me and Bobby did a weigh-in yesterday, and I was 7 pounds less than him. And
Today.
When did you bring your scale?
No, I didn't. I don't camera carrying a scale to the cellar, you fucking...
You should.
That was a good one. I'll laugh at that one. You should. That was funny. That deserved more.
But how can you remain in shape in New York? I mean, with the cold and the loneliness and the fucking... It's just... You
know, in the cold. Cold.
I don't know why you're so fucking lonely. You're fucking tall, dark. Everybody likes you.
He's a million miles away from home.
Except for comedians. And you have beautiful hair.
Particularly comedians.
And then over there, filming, if you see this guy's legs... and you see that fucking tight vest. Fucking Doc Holliday is filming our... That's Doc Simon Holliday. From Australia Wave. He was on the show last week. And then over... and we got by popular demand, we got fucking Giannis Pompas.
Yeah, New York, I'm back.
It's like Simon and Ray shop at the same outlet there.
I think that... I think you lost your mojo.
Well, you know, I'm on television, so I got to be censored.
Is it really television if it's fucking that far?
If you ask the 17 people that watch it, they will tell you it's television.
What are you on, Giannis? I'm going to see it.
It's a new network called Fusion.
Why don't you guys come on my podcast and we can help out your numbers?
I don't.
Hang on
different,
one second.
Different fan base.
Hang on one second.
People who watch my show can
Ray,
read.
Just talking to that one second.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, it works. Okay. Go ahead. what are you auditing? Are you auditing my podcast? What the fuck is going on?
He's still got his scarf on.
It's cold.
It's goes cold with the up hair. Here.
Yeah. I've been taking elderberry for the past 3 days. That stuff's magic.
I know. I'm taking it too.
That's great.
What are you taking?
Elderberry. It's like this homeopathic thing. It knocks out colds really, really well.
Key on the homo.
It's this homeopathic remedy called elderberry. You take it while you swallow some semen with it. It's delicious.
Can we fucking isolate that and just play that at the beginning of the show? For the rest of the show? It's delicious.
What does your hat say? What does your hat say?
I don't know. Some pizza place.
Here's what I was talking to you before downstairs. Ray, we don't hang out really, but I've known you for goddamn a long time.
Really, 15 years.
I've known you longer than anybody in this room.
Wow. I mean, is that right?
Yeah, we're not. I'm closer to Lewis than you, but yeah. That doesn't give you anything.
Just not bragging about it.
I didn't realize that.
I've known you longer.
That means he's had that much time to figure out that he really doesn't like you.
No.
What he's doing is he's rationalizing here. He's saying, we don't hang out, but we've known each other a long time. It's like a consolation prize.
No, we have known each other a long time, and we talk once in a while, and we were talking before the show downstairs, and you go to Aruba once a month.
I go to Aruba every month, man, for like 7-8 days, 9 days a month. It's the most perfect place on earth. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
First of all, Aruba is my joint. I used to go there once a year for 10 days, right before Christmas. I come home Christmas Eve and go and do all the bullshit.
Is this for gigs or just for vacation?
No, there's no
just
gigs down there. There's no gigs down there.
It's beautiful.
Nothing down there. That's why I love. They had one comedy club somewhere, and I just went and hung out. I loved it. It's 2 miles by 9 miles.
Yeah,
something like that.
It's a small island right by Venezuela.
They have a red light district if you're a fucking creep.
How long is the flight from here?
Four hours.
Yeah.
What takes you
$400
once a month?
You know what? I went down there with a friend who owns a place down there, and she took me all around the island, and I'm telling you, man, it was like...
What's this hooker's name?
Was it
a hooker?
No, it was just this girl I know who I wasn't even sleeping with. Just
have you ever been in the red light district?
I've driven through. I've never slept with a hooker in my life.
Yeah,
I would tell you.
And we're off Aruba subject. You understand what I do now, Lewis? Bring up the fucking Aruba.
No, it's legal hookers. They're great looking. They're beautiful.
Oh, they're legal too?
They're legal.
It's legal, yeah.
So you go down there once a year and just walk around it, ignore it, just don't.
I'm telling you, you're not going to believe. Everybody assumes I'm going down there and like drinking and like and getting laid and all that. I go down and it's like
just read, huh? Read.
It's the most cathartic. It's fucking beautiful.
It really
you
is.
You snorkel,
beautiful.
You horseback ride, you
all that homeopathic
natural
stuff.
Pool. Yeah, man, it's awesome.
All this stuff that would be on the agenda of a girlfriend on a vacation.
Lewis, pretty much. I go alone. I'm with my own girlfriend.
Let's snorkel. Let's hang out with some whales.
Lewis, I don't know if you've done this on the show, but when I'm... Don't you shut your face. I fucking Giannis is back. Just talk over Giannis. This isn't bar four, asshole. If you hear me trying to get in between something, let me. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Lewis. He fucking had another zinger, and you're not even listening.
I was in the middle of doing one zinger here.
Yeah, but yours... That was a good one.
No, they want today's podcast to be interesting.
Come on, we can't leave the
not
fact
funny.
That this guy goes to Aruba once a month. Like, people
there's
don't
some,
do that.
Something, this, listen, James, you're absolutely right. There's something. No, I love. Listen,
it's
to me,
abnormal.
Bro. I love Aruba. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I'm a fucking fan. I've gone for 10 years.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But once a month is fucking...
For nine days?
I was getting so burnt out here. I'm telling you, I was losing my fucking mind.
Right.
And once I saw that place, you zip down on a quick flight, flexible when I go down, get in a car, rent a little house, and it is just fucking... it's paradise.
Is there any financial... thing that enables you to do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you have something going on to where you get to basically do it for free every month?
He's telling us he's going down there.
You're going on vacation once a month.
Like,
that's crazy.
Like Jude Law, you know, the way he talks about it. Like, you know, I zip down once a month.
The talented Mr. Ellen.
Jesus Christ.
The I'm telling you, well, I mean, I...
Like, it's him, Beyonce, and Jay-Z, you know, just chilling out.
I can't believe fucking James Smith is killing on my show. Lewis is just fucking zipping up bombs.
You can't believe it. Fucking hell.
No, he actually set him up for that. That was a good team.
You know, tag team, and boom, yeah, James Smith, yeah, Lewis J. Gomez, doing it.
Next up on the morning show.
I love it.
It is really weird, though, that, like, I love it, but I wouldn't go there once a month. I don't know if I could.
You wouldn't want to go down once a month?
No, because I have shows.
Yeah. You know, no, man, one with a fucking job has 9 days.
And when we say job, to when we say job, we're stand-up comedians.
Right, I understand. Okay. Yeah.
All right. That
he's got a plumbing business.
No, I did. Lewis would have been like, what, a super of a building or something?
Right, right.
But
yeah,
even as a stand-up, you don't have 9 free days.
Let me tell you something.
In a row.
You go down, you write, you just fucking recharge.
How come your act isn't better than that? If you've been doing this once a month, you should have fucking the most amazing, well, oh my God, hour ever.
I write 2 out of the 9 days.
We get it that it's nice, but that you're not justifying how
you
the
gotta,
fuck you're doing this.
You gotta live your fucking life, man. You gotta
like
just enjoy
like
yourself.
How do you pay your rent and still take 10 days off a month?
Because the other
to go.
I like it how it keeps getting progressively longer. I went from 7 days to 9 days to 10 days.
You got fucking 15 days a month that you're banging ladyboy hookers in Aruba. How are you affording this?
Suddenly it's fucking Thailand.
You're commuting from Aruba every day.
You're getting attacked.
Manhattan.
You've banged ladyboy hookers in Thailand? How did you know that?
I've seen.
Top.
Is this your
first,
A&E.
Is this your first time on the podcast?
Yeah, I've never been on the show.
You're just getting fucking attacked by everybody.
Well, I feel
there's something. Listen, here's the thing.
It feels like a warm hug.
Here's the thing. There's something more to it. Mm-hmm. There's something more. Look, if you're preparing, you're a fan of Monk Columbo, shows that I like. When somebody says, I go once a month to Aruba, and you're not loaded. You're not fucking famous. You don't have a fucking Learjet. You're flying JetBlue, getting some blue chips just like everybody else. And
that
you go down, and this is, can I just say something too? Mm-hmm. Just a little more information. This is peak season.
Yeah.
This is peak season. Like, it's expensive as fuck. I come back before. Peak season starts on the 23rd. I come back before peak season because the hotel rates go up a fucking, like, $200, $400.
Yeah, well, I rent the little house, which is...
Do you sublet your apartment back at home?
No, I don't do that. I tried it, and I got in trouble with the...
all right, you know, he's got family wealth. Is that...
No, not at all.
There's some wealth somewhere.
I had a couple TV shows before. I saved my money for, you know, for whatever.
When? What TV shows?
A couple of TV shows.
Why am I acting so surprised?
Ray Allen hasn't learned the cardinal rule, and that is you don't brag around comics.
I'm not bragging, but you
you've
act
got anything going
where I
got
the money from.
Don't say it. Don't say I've been to Aruba, just say fuck. Wasn't Christmas shitty? That's
well, we were talking
wasn't
about
it a horrible fucking Christmas. Then
Bobby
go,
and I were talking.
Good.
I mean, I'm not happy to talk about it. We were talking about it before the show.
We were talking about it before the show.
I don't mind.
And I really love Aruba. I just love it. I'd love to retire there someday.
Yeah. Comics need to know that you're doing worse or equal to them.
It's Dutch owned, so it's no crime. 2%,
they speak English. Everybody.
There's 2% crime rate. You got a little whore. It's just really European, cool. But you know, there's no sharks. There's no bullshit. There's no waves. Nothing. Like Mexico, you can't go in the fucking water because there's waves and great white sharks and fucking cartels.
It's not true. I went in the water in Mexico.
It's because you're Mexican.
I want to hear about these couple TV shows.
Well, I will. Oh, what about that? I don't, James doesn't want to hear my resume.
Is Premium Blend one of them?
Yeah. I used to cable
access.
I used to host a show called the...
one episode of it's World's Dumbest.
How many do I drink? How much should I drink?
2 tablespoons.
2 tablespoons?
I'm sorry, 2 teaspoons.
Oh, okay.
2 teaspoons. It's excellent.
Yeah, it's definitely
Bobby's so
work.
Fat that he could actually measure really out good. Teaspoons with his mouth.
That's something.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, he looks like he's bleeding from the mouth. Look at his mouth.
It doesn't taste great, but it's not bad.
Wow, that was a fucking good one. You know when it's good when it hurts a little?
Yeah.
When you're like, oh shit, I've measured gravy in my mouth.
Two parts vinegar.
Like a human baster.
Yep, that's 2 pounds of chicken right there. I know, because that's what I can hold in my mouth at the same time.
This fucking wild hog will feed 37 people.
His mouth is like that Wang thing where they charge you based on the pound.
A scale, you idiot?
A scale. Yeah, yeah, weighing thing.
You have a fucking show? You're on a fucking hit show?
Hang on, let's hear about Ray's development deals first.
You don't know what a scale
I had. You must know, James.
Was it a three-picture deal, or what was it?
I had a little show called Ray Ellen's Cold Tips on BCAT.
I have a show on Aruba Morning TV where 14 Arubian broads, fat Arubian broads, play sing the same song to a fucking dongo line.
It's called We Lie About Fucking Hookers.
Okay, first of all.
Second of all.
The TV show.
Yes.
I hosted a show called New York Now for a couple of years.
No, where was that filmed?
In the city.
But who saw it?
I don't fucking know how many people, but in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
It was for New York.
Yeah, yeah. New York, New Jersey,
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was it in the Niagara Falls area? Is that where?
So you did well in Cleveland.
You know what's funny? I hosted a TV show called Brain Fuels, a kid show, and that was actually huge in Ohio and Florida.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
All of those Brain Fuel kids grew up are now are fans of Giannis' morning
That's right.
show.
That's right. My fans became Fusion.
That's
fans.
Why you go to Aruba. You have a cult of all Brain Fuels kids down in Aruba.
He types everything out of Aruba.
That explains the hair and the scarf.
Yeah.
Do you walking around in flip flops of Speedo with that haircut too?
I walk
That's
around.
A visual.
Can I tell you something, man? Yeah. I wear a pair of shorts, nothing, a barefoot and nothing else.
I know what happened.
It's great.
I know what happened. And I think there's a certain stage of life. You're not at it. You've been at it, but the other way. You want to kill yourself. You were at it. You were going to move. There's a certain stage of this business where you go, you know what? I want to be happy. Mm-hmm. I want to be happy first, and then I'll do the other shit after.
Correct.
Yeah. And you went to Aruba and said, you know what? I can come here, live cheap, live like a hippie, and relax and clear my and not worry about getting in at the cellar or getting enough spots at the cellar because Esty doesn't give you enough spots and you used to get a lot more spots but now you don't, but she makes you host, which you don't like. I'm sorry. Anyway, so
the hosting I like hosting.
I'm kidding.
I do.
And he's a good host. I'll give him that.
He's a great host. That's it. That's what you did. Instead of going fuck the business,
you make the business work for you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't think I could get the energy to go every month.
When you get there.
You can't even make your spots.
Why not?
Let me tell you something, man.
Why not just stay?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, because you know why? I actually did think for a couple of seconds, I thought maybe I should just move here now. But you can't because you just need more stimulation in New York. But the truth of the matter is.
Stimulation? What are you going to do down there? Play the
one
club?
No, you need stimulation in New York. That's why I come back up here, you know? Oh. But
you can't fucking live. What are you going to do down there?
For 10 days a month?
No, to live there.
That's what I'm saying. I could not live there permanently. I agree you couldn't live there permanently,
but it's not because it's fucking...
Can you guys stop arguing the same point?
I know. What the fuck?
Yeah, you're reminding Lewis of his parents that are dead.
No, he doesn't remember his parents.
See, I had a talk show for a while called Late Night, you see, and it was a great talk show.
What was it?
It was an online thing like The Tonight Show. We had big guests, pretty big guests.
Cool. I remember it at Gotham Comedy Club.
You were the host before Jimmy Fallon, Late Night. I remember.
I watched this.
Stop. What the fuck? Was stepping over this shit. What the fuck are you talking? Late Night?
It's called Late Net.
Late. Oh God. Late all right. Net. I thought I fucking should have been nicer
guests.
To you back in the day.
No, he had high profile guests.
Leonard
I
Nimoy,
this.
Who? Hank Azaria, Fran Drescher, Chevy Chase, Paul Schaefer.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck Jews.
All kinds of people.
But you had one really, really big one. What was it? I remember
Oksana Baiul.
Jew-heavy show.
Forgive me for knowing Jews.
You know he's a Jew, right?
Who's Oksana Baiul?
I'm not a fan. I'm the only
Oksana
Jew in the
Baiul,
room.
She was a figure skater.
She won the Olympic thing.
Oh, so listen,
Edward got a good guest. It was a good show. It got good press.
Kelly Festuca just joined us, everybody.
Hi guys.
You see her fucking red tits.
Yeah.
That's actually awesome, man. It was a legitimate show.
Well, here's the thing: is that you gave up in a good way. You did. You said, fuck. I moved out to the country. I got two cars and a backyard and a house. Instead of living, I got to live on 47th Street being the thick of shit. And I remember talking to Louis one day. I was like, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my funny and my edge.
Louis Katz?
Was that Giannis?
It was Louis Katz.
Who said that, Giannis?
I just want to make sure.
It was a
zoo animal over there.
So, but yeah, it was like, no, you when you decide to be happy,
yes.
When you decide to put your shit up there, the microphones are on, you fucking ranting asshole.
It was so good, though.
I know, but don't be like a shitty audience member. Did you hear what he said, Louis Katz? We were here too, you fucking idiot. We heard it. We laughed and we moved on. That's what comics do. Fucking, you're like my Aunt Peggy.
It was too potent to move on.
I know, but keep laughing at it.
I like James Smith on the show. He's my man.
He's really doing good. I was very surprised. I thought Ellen was going to beat him, but apparently fucking Ellen is selling timeshares in Aruba. He's selling timeshares. Timeshares.
I'm the fucking straight man today. It's fine.
He really has just taken on the posture and everything of somebody who's just well-to-do without being well-to-do.
Yeah, like he owns a margarita bar or something.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like he's got a trust fund, but he doesn't.
I will say, I play poker every night when I'm down there, which I just, that's, it's social fun, and also you can make some money doing
like what's
it.
The most you've ever made?
Playing poker?
Playing fucking, yes.
In a 2-5 game? In one night, maybe $4,000.
Really?
Sure.
Nice.
So you make but $4,000. So
not every night.
What do you make consistently if you had to average it out?
$700
a night.
Probably.
Oh, that's why you go to fucking Aruba then.
No. I go to Aruba. That's the poker second.
Well, look, that's
I don't play every night.
To go to Aruba every month.
No,
you make
I afford it because I work the other 3 weeks a month.
Has anybody ever told you you have the profile of our forefathers?
Yeah, I've heard that. Again, when I let my hair down, I look
you
like
should,
Jefferson.
You should be on a nickel.
I always...
Sorry.
He's doing my fucking act.
Is it really your bit?
I've
never watched you.
Oh, is that right?
No, I'm kidding. No, I've seen it.
It's fine. I always say that. If any woman in the audience wants to fuck a nickel, yeah, whatever.
And you turn to the side? That's
fine. Yeah,
funny.
I turn to the side, yeah.
Well, I mean, let's get back to this. You've never been with a hooker. Giannis,
never in my life.
You've been with a hooker.
I've never been with a hooker, no. This goes out to people. I've never been with the hooker, no.
Can you do corporate?
I have never been with a hooker.
Yeah, who's been with a hooker before?
Yeah.
Do you even know
who
anybody?
Who does that?
I've been with a hooker. In Aruba? Aruba? Or?
No, I've only gone there with my wife, so no. But I've driven by going, how can I do this?
I know, right?
I was going to rent another hotel room next to my room and go, listen, I'll be right back. Remember, I was going to fucking rent a storage unit to fuck chicks once.
You're not.
Swear to God.
That's a great idea.
I was going to be like, yeah, I got to stop off and get something in my storage unit, put a couch in there with a lamp. Right? Just go in there and just get my dick sucked. Be like a side apartment. What's up, buddy?
Speaking of, where's Nederman?
I don't know, dude.
He's sick. He had a bad cold.
I have one, too.
Yeah, you made it. You got the elderberry. You're okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to work. I hope it's not the flu. There's a flu strand going around right now. That it's the A flu.
What is the abominable name for this?
You know what the A flu is? You get it from Aruba hookers. That's where you get the A flu.
How do you know?
I've never been with
them. From what I've heard.
Right.
So you're not worried about disease? Even with the hookers in Aruba, they get tested once a week. I'm still too paranoid.
How do you know that?
I learned about the island, you know. But
I've been there fucking 10 years. I've never knew.
Really,
that.
I learned about the island. That doesn't sound like it's in the tourist guide. Yeah. By the way,
I am too much of a hypochondriac to sleep with a hooker.
That's next to the fucking ATV rental flyer, the caves, and how to get a hooker.
Yeah. Parasailing. Yeah. I'm too much of a hypochondriac to sleep with a hooker. That's why I don't do it. If there's no diseases, I would.
How
do
you know
every
they're good looking?
I've driven through the thing.
Where?
That's a great point.
But you can't. Southern part of the island. St. Nicholas.
Yeah, but you don't drive through it. It's inside. Yeah. They're not outside.
No. Some of them stand outside almost like in doorways.
Somebody just got caught in
a lot. He really knows about these hookers.
Yeah, some stand in doors. Otherwise, you have to go into the bars and they. You know what's amazing about Aruba? It's the hookers, everybody. They're
hookers?
So polite. Even the homeless people, they won't ask you for money. They hope that you'll give them money. The hookers don't ask you for sex, but they hope you'll ask them for sex.
Kind of like your comedy career.
Exactly. It's
what
really
the
remarkable.
Fuck was that?
I don't fucking know.
That hurt me.
It's mean. It's called
why
meanness.
Did you say it with such a
because
silly
he
face?
Because he came in here, he read the culture, and he's like, oh, it's all about being a dick. That's what it is. That's what we do here.
Yeah, I just can't. I came in late. Why does everyone hate you?
Shut up,
isn't
Kelly.
Isn't it remarkable? I'm the sweetest guy in New York.
He is. He's a good bloke.
I don't like Kelly's wearing red now just to stick out on the video.
Oh, am I? Yeah.
He just made a phenomenal point, though, that if there was no such thing as disease, you would have hookers
every day.
That's a great point.
Every day, all day.
But that's the only real deterrent.
Yeah.
Is it really? No, it's not. Like, fucking...
Disease.
You wear a condom.
What disease is it? You wear a condom.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, too.
You don't trust science?
Raw dogging a 19-year-old is much worse than banging a hooker with a condom. That's the truth.
Depends on the 19-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, but think about it. You're sleeping with somebody whose business is to sleep with five guys a day. Every day.
Probably more.
I mean, five. Yeah. Or whatever it is.
The fuck? Right. What is she fucking?
Yeah, she's having 86? A slow week.
She's a lazy hooker?
No, she a fucking... fucking, was she part-time? I fuck seven myself in a day in Brazil.
She's the Ray Ellen of hookers. Yeah, she goes on vacation 10 days a year.
She goes on vacation to Queens once a month.
She gets the same amount of clients you do spots.
It's fucking hilarious, man. People under the assumption I don't work. I work my ass off. I don't know what, you know. I hosted a TV show called The Movie Law for 3 years.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, what can I tell? But
what the
but
fuck?
When you have say you ever heard
of the,
show?
Have you heard of the Fusion Network? No offense.
Nobody's
no
heard, of
heard of
that
of
shit.
But it's a living.
But I'm not being attacked here.
Hang on one second. You're on Fusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's living in it right now. That'd just be mean. This is your shitty past we're making fun of.
Listen to me, Ebenezer. I want to know something. Is one of your pasts in Aruba? When you go,
God Ebenezer damn. Aruba.
Oh, like a fucking pack of jackals, and he's a wounded wilder beast right now.
I really don't know.
Oh, fuck, dude. Ebenezer.
What's
don't come to this show with a ponytail. It gets weird. No.
Here's the thing, though, is that, you know, I mean, James Smith is that's your personality not to trust, because you're a fucking pretty negative guy.
I think I like to use the word accountable. I'm keep people very accountable.
No, not us. I'm talking. I think you're a nice guy to people. Mm. I don't think you're an asshole, but I think you're a fucking negative person to yourself.
Oh, I don't know about negative. I'm very accountable with myself.
What do you mean, though? You talk about killing yourself. You talk about how miserable your life is.
I don't know about killing myself, but I talk about...
No, I actually want you to think about this.
He's encouraging me to kill myself. I think I'm more about accountability than anything.
Mm. What do you mean by that? Explain that.
Well, I'm just very self-aware.
Mm. I want to throw something at you. Stupid. You think that accent's going to fucking fool me? You're out of your mind.
Let's go back to Roman Polanski over here.
Well, what I get what you're saying is that it's... I understand where you're coming from. You love going there. You're done. It's almost like you're going on cruise ships.
Nah, though, because...
Though? What, are you fucking dropping an album? though, son.
But cruise ships is like... it's... That atmosphere, it sucks.
I'm not saying it is, but it's like, you know, look, everybody does their thing at a certain point of this fucking business.
Yeah. You know what triggered it, Bobby? Is that
you have AIDS. Herpes?
I got it from James Smith.
Full blown.
I had a deal with NBC, and it expired, and it was ended up being a huge waste of time.
God, your career was almost awesome a lot of times.
Yeah, right? Wow. One thing to stick. Wow. And then when that thing ended, and I went away with my friend to Aruba, and I was like, this is fucking perfect.
I felt the same way,
that was it, man.
So, I feel
legitimately sad every time I leave that island.
I do too.
I'll be back in 3 weeks. Don't get too upset. Jesus Christ.
Well, I made that happen because when I first left there, I was like, I was really bummed. I'm like, fuck this. And I just changed things around. And
do you have a nickname in Aruba?
They call me Aruba Ray.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Just for the record, I do not buy any of it.
What do you mean?
I don't buy that he goes
people
there
think
every
I have
month.
A fucking trust fund or something.
I don't believe that his name is Ray Allen.
I don't go that. I don't buy that he goes there every month.
You check my passport.
I don't buy that he goes for 9 days.
What do you think? Why do you think he does it? You have to have. What?
You think I would lie about that?
I do. Well, I don't know that you would intentionally lie, but there's missing pieces here.
Yeah.
To be able to do that, you have to have an enormous...
We needed James Smith here when we had fucking Maura on about her fucking...
Yeah, Maura Merrick.
Kidnapping and rape.
Why? We all believed her.
What? Go ahead.
I just don't... It just doesn't compute. It doesn't add up. On a logic spreadsheet, this doesn't add up.
It's a bullshit detector.
Even if I didn't play poker, what's it cost me to go down there, let's say? Let's say it cost me $1,400 to go down there every month.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but for your happiness and to live your life... And
compared to late net money, are you kidding?
Yeah, the guy down there asking the for internet, quarters could say the same thing. You know what? It's a lot of money, but it's about...
$1,400?
It's not just the money. It's also the scheduling. Like, nobody has 9 straight days to just fucking take off in this business.
Yeah, but who would lie about going to Aruba once a month?
This cunt.
Smitty, step back. Smitty, fuck, dude. I'm losing you on that camera.
Here's the part. I don't know how it doesn't compute. Like, you want to enjoy your life and take
sure, everybody does. We'd all fucking love to come with you to Aruba every month. But
well, I'll tell you what.
It's not practical.
Giannis, you're welcome to come down to Aruba.
Ray, buddy. I can keep a secret. We'll go fuck some hookers. It's not a big deal, brother.
Why am I the only one invited?
You've been the most polite.
There you go.
Because you're also on a shitty show.
And I'm not picking on Ray. I'm not picking on Ray.
Pull over this way.
I really like him.
I'm not offended. I'm not offended.
Right close to Kelly. Kelly, move over this way.
He likes you. Just doesn't buy it.
Move over more, Kelly. Bring your mic over.
Something right there, off James. About this guy.
Right there. Great. Perfect. Good. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. Thank you, guys.
Well, where also, do you stay when you're in New York? Like, how are you paying rent here?
I have an apartment here.
So who stays in your apartment when you leave?
Nobody. Nobody. No,
you can afford to just have an apartment?
Kelly, stop trying to get a free apartment, you fucking asshole. I know what's going on here.
She is.
The guy's got money, man.
I'm on the bullshit detector.
He's had 14 TV deals. He's got money. He's saved
one
everything.
Of them with a network.
Yeah, one of them with a...
The rest were online.
With a network.
The rest were with
a network was the fucking funny part of that.
That was great.
The network. Estes downstairs. Don't do that.
I had to deal with a co-op.
Oh, shit.
No, you saved your money.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's really not. If you break down your life, look, I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have kids.
We know.
Right. So.
Self-evident.
It's not that.
Yeah.
He's so mean. I love it.
You don't get laid, James Smith.
James Smith, he does. He fucks fucking John Mayer a lot. Hello, mate. We're going on a cruise again.
I feel bad for John.
I get a nice big bum. Look, Ray, I think you're a good-looking guy. I don't think you're an asshole, but
thanks,
there is.
Buddy.
What's happening is it's. I understand what James is saying. It's a little out of form because you are at a certain age where you're going down to an island once a month to spend a lot of time. But I think another thing too. You have a comedy club down there.
I don't have a comedy club.
But
during the winter months. During the higher season, the winter months,
yeah.
I'll do shows down there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you guys are all changing your fucking tune.
What? Not shows?
Yeah, you get to go to Aruba for 9 days.
Dude, I would love to do something like that. If I could set up a show in the Caribbean like once a month, I'd go down every month. Why not? I get
Nobody
why
would
you want to go.
I only do it just during the cold months.
Yeah, you wouldn't
months,
be able to make
months.
It back.
Just during the winter months.
Well,
come on. Take the bomb
it's me,
bandana,
me and two other guys.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why is this such a problem? He's doing something unique. What's the problem?
Thanks, Fiona.
It's not unique. It's fucking...
What the fuck happened to you?
Say relax.
This guy's doing something different.
What is different about it?
He goes to Aruba once a month.
Yeah, he's fucking murdering. You know, he's a serial killer.
Jesus,
he's going to Aruba once a month and murdering white blonde girls from North Carolina.
Can I tell somebody? Buddy?
I was
there. I was there during Thanksgiving. I went up again, down by myself over Thanksgiving. It was the best Thanksgiving of my life. And I had the best meal I ever had at Buster's, you know, the sports bar down there.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was the most fucking delicious turkey.
No, that
dinner.
Sounds delicious.
We get it that it's good.
Incredible.
He's already affirmed that it's good. That's not what we're questioning here.
Yeah. What are you questioning?
We're questioning that it doesn't fucking compute that you can fiscally do it or time-wise do it because no other cunt can.
I don't think it's really that. To me, that's not a lot of money.
You're talking
for
about
happiness.
Also, you're trying to say how
happiness.
Great it is. We'd all fucking go if it was possible.
I don't. It's all fiscally possible.
I probably spend the same amount of money when I'm in the city every week. I probably do.
No, you wouldn't.
Go on dinner and all that other bullshit.
Do you have a family?
Are you going to fly to the fucking restaurants?
Parents or brothers?
Parents, yeah. I have two sisters. Yeah.
So on Thanksgiving, you were down there eating alone at a Buster's and that was great?
With some friends. It was great.
That was really great.
Friends from Aruba?
Yeah, Aruba friends. Yeah.
I've been down this road.
Are they the pumpernickel people?
Mm. What's that?
Like, are they Dutch people or are they pumpernickel? Like the natives,
young boys.
I love Ray. I love Ray, but I've been down this road with him before. He makes these extraordinary claims, not realizing that anyone's going to question them.
Right,
and then he fucking spends the next hour trying to justify them.
Yeah, because 100%
true. I don't
see,
know what to justify.
I told you.
Yeah, because if you told me this in conversation, I would be like, "Oh, that's great," and then I would just change the subject because I wouldn't care.
Tell a bunch of comics, by the way, I vacation for fucking. A third of the month every month?
It's 100% true. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to let you do the gig, but you can come down and just
can
watch
I do
me
the gig?
Live.
Can
you can do the gig, yeah.
Can I bring Lewis?
If he sleeps in your room, yeah.
Forget it. I'll go by
myself. Get my own room. I'll go for it. I'm doing a fucking cruise to Bermuda, and I'm doing it for basically just the cruise.
Nice.
Shit.
Now you have a credit.
So what does your agent get? 10%
this
of
guy
a cruise?
From this cruise.
You got...
Jesus.
He was on the heavy metal fall cruise.
I'm doing a fall. Yeah, it's not just a regular cruise. I'm performing with Papa Roach and Seven Dust.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, those are always fun.
I'm going to try to fuck the bassist from Papa Roach's.
Those guys are at the top of their game right now.
Yeah, go up. Yeah.
Papa Roach.
go up after a fucking metal band on a cruise. That's going to be a great gig. Louis going up, so I have a kid. I love MMA. Good for you,
boo. I'm opening for Third Eye Blind on a cruise.
He's going to get fucking, he's going to get a bass right up the side of this fucking dumb meathead.
No, it's a comedy fucking club on the cruise. And I know there's bands going on.
It's amazing. Sounds like a dream.
I love that you're fucking fast forwarding to the end of your career. I like that. Take notes, my friend. So Ray, so are you going to move down there?
I don't think I can live there all year round. No,
no,
nah, man. You know how it is. What do you, you know, you, what do you go to the movie?
You've got your art studio here.
So you got your
do
students.
Your portraits.
Yeah, you got your students.
My portraits. My students. No.
And don't forget that fucking thing you have to, that benefit you have to raise money for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Chess club.
With charities.
Yeah. I do a lot. I do actually do a lot of charity
and
work.
You, you know that fucking work. Community meetings next week.
What, do you just have a Rolodex of mean that you're just going through? Fucking this one will hurt. That's going to hurt. Right. That'll hurt. Chess club, poetry club, faggot. Hippie.
I love the new Giannis. I love the I take the little man side.
I always take the little man.
Do you really?
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's why I support Kelly.
How?
Yay.
And Chris Scopo.
There's nothing little about Kelly.
And by the way, fucking when I was in the chat room last week, you would not read my thing against you because it was too good.
No,
and
it was not good.
As he looked
and
like,
he brought it up said, again. He's a hack.
Yeah, that's good.
What is it?
His lower body looks like Ricky Henderson after he retires.
Little
it's
wordy.
A fucking good one.
That's
yeah,
a good reference.
It's a good one. It's a good reference.
It's a little obscure for people.
It's a little obscure, but it's a fucking good one.
It's not good in my book unless James repeats it five times.
In a high-pitched voice.
In a high-pitched voice.
Ricky Henderson's lower body.
What the fuck was that?
That was the prison.
So on your shows, you never did an accent.
Can we stop referring to them as shows?
Jesus Christ.
If you film something at home, it's not a show. It's called a fucking video.
If Lenny Marcus has to edit it, it's not a show.
Exactly.
Is your mom pressing record?
How many fucking Australians are here today?
Yay.
Two.
Three.
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 Three,
three. How many? What's the last
what
name?
What a shit country.
Yeah.
James.
Oh. Yeah.
The views of Robert Kelly do not reflect those of James Smith.
You just came back from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago?
3 months.
You, are you back for good?
Indeed.
You're good. You're done.
Dunzo.
And how are you feeling? Are you healthy?
Indeed. Yeah, very.
You
very.
Left because of health reasons.
Yep.
I mean, abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of health reason can we ask? Or
anal warts.
Yeah.
Anal warts.
Anal warts.
Severe anal warts. Yeah.
You can, have you been fucking Lewis?
Well, he was fucking me, but yeah, I still contracted the same disease. Yeah.
Should I get the bomb band out for that one?
Honest to God, though, one day you were here, you're down the cellar, and the next day you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's, this is the worst part of it. Nobody fucking really knew. Like, people were like, did you hear what happened to James? No, what? I don't know. Like, people would say it that way. Like, James is gone. He got real. So he almost died. I'm like, of what? I don't know. Like, nobody knew the fucking details. And nobody knew, you know, there was a point where, like, is that fucking dude, did he die? Like, nobody heard.
I think the biggest point was that nobody cared.
Yeah. I'm sure comics were really concerned. Like, oh, well, another spot's open.
Yeah, exactly. Well, people were asking me because I was Australian. Mm. And I was like, I met him, like, once before he moved, when I first moved here. But I was like, I don't know him.
Yeah.
Kind of help you.
Good job injecting yourself into that story, Kelly.
Yeah. Right. People ask me all the time, but it's because I was Australian too. It was like, you know, we're related, but no, there's a lot of us there.
Well, so you, I mean, you're at the cellar, you're doing your shit, you're hanging out. Actually, you're hanging out with, honest to God, John Mayer. You're doing a lot of cool shit with him, a lot of gigs.
Well, it's not that cool.
I thought you were going to end as far.
You're a fucking asshole today.
Yeah, I know.
He stinks today.
Why? What's what he do?
The cameras are all in people's faces. He didn't set it up right. And he's I'm literally talking for 5 minutes. He's on fucking the wrong camera.
Cut the guy some slack, man. He barks hard at night, you know? He's got four jobs.
Fuck, that was a good one.
He's got to go bark in front of One and One later.
Who would ever go to a fucking Scopo comedy show?
Sorry.
You want to go to a fucking show? I don't give a shit if you go or not.
Hey, guys, you like comedy? My name's Chris Scopo. How you doing? You want to see some laughs?
I talk about my ass, don't I? Do it, all right, upstairs if you want to see it.
How you guys doing? I mean.
You guys checking in for a comedy show?
So you So what the fuck happened, Smitty?
I got an inflamed intestine, and it was outrageously inflamed, and I couldn't do anything or eat anything, and I was just getting sicker and sicker. And I was like, all right, I got to go home and get this sorted out.
How did you get it?
It's just autoimmune. It's just your body attacking itself.
Well, when you're so mean to people after a while,
it manifests to a cancer. Yeah.
That's his karma.
Yeah. It's just
like Ghostbusters 2, just a mean jelly.
River of mean.
Yeah. Just fury.
Beagle.
So,
but you're okay now, huh?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So what happened? Like, how did you get up to, I mean, why didn't you get it fixed here, first of all? And
just
I heard that.
I was sick.
Really? You had 14 hours home, right?
Yeah, but I was just really sick, and they were trying to, you know, they're always trying to work out what it is and what's wrong, and it took them a while to establish that. And I was just getting sicker and sicker, and I was like, okay, I gotta go. I couldn't really do much. You know, I was really tired and lethargic all the time.
When you say sick, like you couldn't eat, you couldn't shit.
Yeah, couldn't eat, couldn't function. I had no energy. Yeah. You know.
So, that ride home must have sucked.
Oh, it was horrific.
How long between you found out you started feeling sick to when you went home?
A few months, I suppose. Yeah.
Did you have any healthcare here at all?
I had some, yeah, but it was I had far better back there for a start.
Mm. How is it?
I just couldn't do anything. I couldn't prepare for. I couldn't do anything. I was exhausted all the time. You know.
But I heard that John was gonna be like, "Look, just stay here. I'll take care of it." And you were like, "Go, no, I got it."
Correct.
That's pretty. I mean, I don't understand why you. I understand that it's kind of admirable, but why wouldn't you just go, "All right, dude, do it." Because that's like presidential care.
Yeah. Oh, he was very well. He was very good in any ways. But the fact of the matter is, I couldn't do anything here. My mother was already over here, so she already came and got me. But I couldn't do anything. I just couldn't function. So it was just going to be easier back there. You know.
Yeah.
So you went home back to your mom's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how close did you come to dying?
I don't know how close, but I was very unwell for a very long time, you know, point where, you know, it was unpleasant to say the least.
Did you ever think you'd come back to New York?
Yeah. You know what? You get to a point where you really wonder if it becomes so sacred and so precious, just the thought of getting back here, you really wonder. It was a real question, a real uncertainty, real desperation to hope, you know?
Really?
Mm, absolutely. Everything goes from being taken for granted to just everything being precious, particularly about here. Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
And then when did you make the turn where you're like, I feel better today?
About a year or 18 months ago, I suppose. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. But it was like, all right, okay, we're getting some momentum here, and it was great.
Ray, you should be giving it to him right now. He was very mean to you earlier on. Like, you should be talking about how you hope he died.
It's fucking boring. That's why.
I'm philanthropic. I feel bad. Was that the first time you ever had that whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Too bad. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, too fucking bad.
Too bad.
No, but he's been in Aruba. Why are you so fucking chill?
Like a lot.
You don't get sick down there. There's no such thing.
There's no sickness, man.
There's no hospital.
There really isn't sickness because of the salt water.
It's salt water.
The air and the salt water gets in your sinus. Most sicknesses come in your sinuses.
Illness would
go ahead, Giannis. Feel how fucking smooth my skin is. Go ahead, touch it. Look at that.
Yeah,
ooh, look at
Ray
that,
has his dick out right now.
Not really.
Ray couldn't get sick. He's got to be in Aruba monthly.
That's right, man. You shit candy down there. It's beautiful.
Couldn't interrupt his 9-day vacation.
I thought it was pretty. And then when you came back, we were all like, fuck. Because we heard you were better. And we were like, please just stay there.
Stay there, for Christ's sake.
Do you think this is your body? Do you think somehow your own psyche brought the sickness on?
Who knows? I have no idea. The science would say no. But
yeah, I don't think it works that way.
No? You don't think so?
Because then if it could work that way, then you'd say, I want to get better, and then
and
you'd
you
be
can.
Able to get better.
You can heal yourself.
No.
Now he's a fucking swami as well.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I know you got a ponytail, but we live in the Western world.
Just
where
call me Deepak Ellen.
Yeah,
Deepak
there's Ellen medication and stuff for that. Yeah.
You don't think you can get crystals and fucking
elderberry?
Elderberry?
Yeah.
That's so you're going to feel great.
I just drank fucking elf
juice. Just go to Mexico and take some ayahuasca.
You feel better?
No.
All you need to do is trip for 4 days and speak to God.
If you grow a ponytail.
If you grow a ponytail, your cancer will wither away.
You know, I've had
rub this flower on your arm.
He really is a fucking motivational speaker now. Like, you can vacation like me and you can heal yourself.
Cancer does not exist.
Fuck me. Jesus himself.
Hey, man, just gotta enjoy yourself.
Jesus Christ.
Gotta enjoy yourself.
Fucking enjoy yourself.
I bet you the guys down there in the street ask for quarters. They'd like to fucking enjoy themselves too.
Sure they would.
But life is shit.
They don't ask.
Maybe they need to get 17 TV shows. Then they will be able to enjoy themselves.
From their bedroom.
I think I would cut to Aruba too after that many development deals. I'd be like, all right, this shit's not going to work.
Not happening.
It's clearly not going to work.
I've interviewed every celebrity I know.
That's Jewish.
In my basement.
Nobody gets rejected from having a successful run 17 times. That's a sign from God.
My career is so rocking right now, I'm going to leave once a month.
Let me go find a market that's never been tapped and never will be
tapped. Hank Azaria can't come on the show because you're on vacation.
Hey, let me tell you, man.
What the fuck was that?
I don't even know what that meant.
What did you just say?
One of his guests was Hank Azaria.
Okay, but what does that mean?
I'm saying, you know, he fucking can't do the show at time.
Take this. This is the fucking bomb nice bomb bandana. We want to know you had it.
What is it?
I don't know, but don't get whatever got you sick on it.
It's the bomb bandana.
It's the what bandana?
The bomb bandana.
Bomb bandana. Oh, the bomb whenever you do a joke that doesn't work, you tie it around.
You're going to have to move.
We don't give it to Kelly. We give it to her when a joke does work.
Yep. Yeah. It's reversed with her.
You just give that to Louis.
And then we
for
make her
one.
Put it in her right tit so it evens off her fucking titties.
Scopo.
Dude, I did not put that much thought into getting out of town that often. It just kind of just felt right.
Yeah, we're comics.
It,
we do. So that's what we do.
I just did it, man.
I know, but
I'm losing one. I lose one week in a month.
Yeah, but nobody understands that because here it is. Gigs come when they come. They don't come when you want them to come.
I had to change. Right? I had to switch my trip before. I came back early before. I got a corporate gig. And I came back early. Whenever, you know, those gigs are good.
Yeah, we asked 100 comedians whether they could do what you're proposing, they would all say
it's all doable. It's totally fucking doable, man. Fuck, you're losing one weekend a month, and if you get a big gig, you fly back and do the gig. It's
Anthony
not that
Robbins
hard,
over
man.
Here. It's all doable.
It's not that hard. This
you
is not.
You can make it happen,
dude. There's so much horrible shit in life. You've dealt with crap for 2 years. True. This is nothing. I mean,
but he went back to Australia, which is a beautiful place.
Ugh, I wouldn't want to go there. The flight. Can't deal with the flight.
Yeah, the people.
Yeah, it's fine.
The people are
horrible. The fucking accent stink. Not everybody's that happy. Bunch of condescending cunts with questions. Let me ask you a question, mate. Shut up.
Oh, there's so much. There's so much love in this room today.
We're gonna take a break, but I am. I want to get to you, sir.
Oh, fuck fuck.
I'm glad we talked about you, Ray.
Terrific.
And we talked about you, Smitty. We found out you're all right. Unfortunately, you're gonna be around for a while now. Are you back, or is there any chance that this might come back?
No, tragically, I'm here.
Shit. Yeah. All right, listen. Is there any way? Is this like airborne, or how did you get that?
Can we reinfect you? I don't know, but we'll work on it. We'll try and see if we can get it to
I hope
terminal.
I hope you don't. I'm a big fan of Smitty. And Ray, I like you...
Marginally less.
No. No. Ray, I'm back. I'm with you, Ray.
Do you remember...
I'm with you.
Thanks, buddy. We took a pedicab together. Me, you, and Bill Burr, we took a pedicab. The three of us crammed into the back. Do you remember that?
So he's trying to establish credibility.
No, I'm just wondering if he remembers it.
I do remember it. I also remember... Want to know the freakiest story I've ever known about you?
Sure.
Oh, here we go.
Is this good or bad?
Okay. This is, I don't know if it's good
or
bad.
Well, go ahead, just tell. I don't care.
You don't give a shit.
Where was the pedicab?
You go to Aruba next month, you're fine.
You don't have a family that loves you that wouldn't let you go to Aruba every month?
I'm the youngest kid, they don't care.
Yeah, Christmas is coming up, got to go to Aruba to eat by myself and have a great time. So great, sit at Buster's all by myself.
I care less. I'm the only,
don't let it get, listen.
Where was the pedicab? Where did you take a pedicab?
Just around the village.
Ray, look at me.
Ray, first development deal at 14.
Stay with me, Ray. Stay with me. Aruba.
From himself.
Hey, I want to take you to Key Largo.
Aruba, Aruba, baby mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go to the Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
It's a great place to go when your career fails.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
You want to get away from it all. Your career's not going good. Go to Aruba.
We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors.
Yeah, Lou.
We're here. We're done. I'm not on.
I don't know.
Hello.
I like Pedro. Pedro, he's great on the show.
Right now, we're good.
Oh, he is good on the air.
I got to. Yeah.
Well, that's the last thing I want.
Hey, what's going on, YKWD fans? Hey, I'm doing the ads, Giannis. Stop fucking bonding with Ray Allen over there. Thank you. Sorry.
You got to move over. Don't listen to him. You listen to me.
Sorry.
Okay. Fuck him.
Everybody's great.
You have no loyalty, Lewis.
Hey.
You really don't. You got no fucking loyalty. Camera guy shows up. What do you need me to do? Fuck Bob. and his production.
He's doing a fucking pilot, Bob. He might be able to get me in the business.
Go ahead. Do the ads.
Guys, if you're a fan of the YKWD show, you can do us a fucking solid. I know Christmas is over, but you know what? You have all those last minute Christmas gifts that you didn't get yet.
That's right.
So people you're going to see next week, possibly, right above the latest episode of YKWD at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, you'll notice a few links. Use our Amazon link, bookmark our Amazon link, and we get a kickback every time you make a purchase through our Amazon link. You can buy anything on Amazon.com. Literally anything.
Like
you can buy
what?
Tickets to Aruba, probably. You want to be real about it? You can buy fucking bumbleberry medicine. You fucking
Edelberry.
Edelberry.
You can buy Ray's entire outfit if you want. The scarf. Elderberry. The scrunchie.
You can buy
the whole bit.
You can buy James Smith's Arthur Fonzarelli jacket.
Hey.
If you want a if you want
sit on it.
If you want to look like the Crow, you could buy clothes like James Smith has.
Yeah, the sick Crow.
The Crow with AIDS.
Let's go.
Also next to that link, you're gonna notice a link for Gamefly.com. Or go to Gamefly.com/Robert Kelly or YKWD. What is it, Bob?
Kelly.
Robert Kelly.
YKWD.
YKWD. Yeah.
Sign up for the 15-day 2-game free trial. We're not even asking you to spend money now, guys. Just sign up for the free trial. You get 2 games for 15 days. See if you like it. Gamefly.com is a Netflix for video games. You don't need to buy video games anymore when you have Gamefly in the world. Last but not least, guys, go to tweakedaudio.com and use the promo code
DUDE
for the most amazing in-ear headphones on the market. 9 different styles, 9 different colors. You use the promo code DUDE, you get 33% off, free shipping, and a limited lifetime warranty on already amazing, inexpensive headphones. And if you want to go to the hammer fisting link, that's okay, too.
Hey, yo, Dulce, we're going to play you next.
Clap your shit. Holy shit, this producer's mad.
By the way, by Ray Ellen standards, Giannis has had 18 development deals.
This is high tech, playing that through an iPhone.
Bump, bump, bump.
So catchy.
Bump, bump, bump.
That's it. I'm sorry. Fucking high tech.
High tech, yeah.
What was that horrible fucking video on YouTube?
Well,
you shot it with a fucking GoPro.
I know we shot it with a Canon Mark II.
What was that horrible shit you just were playing?
What? He's so mean. What was that?
Giannis's theme song?
His brain is a Rolodex of mean.
What was it, though?
Here's a fucking biting one right here.
Giannis, tell him what that was.
That was a song from my character, Marisa.
Do you know what that is?
Fair enough.
Do you know what that is?
No, so that's...
I don't know what that shite is.
No, that's ignorant of me. I just didn't know what you were playing.
That was a big deal, right? A big hit.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on who you ask. You know,
Ray's
going to
give
like
you a development deal that he can't use.
If you're a woman with a mustache, yes, it was a big hit.
Ray can sign over his development deals to pay his rent.
Ray literally gives himself development deals.
I don't know why you doubt so much, James, but fucking Google me. Just Google and be amazed.
I don't know. It could be because I've seen your act, but anyway.
Oh.
If you type in Ray Ellen is to Google, it autofills a liar. Give me the bomb dinner. Give me the bomb dinner.
I'm good.
James is fucking zeroed in on Ray right now.
Really? I love Ray.
That's
I just hate bullshit.
I'm Googling.
Huh? That's a thank you, Giannis.
Ray, a guy who likes to lie. a name I call myself.
Probably the most
Ray,
honest
a guy who likes
I've
to
ever
lie.
Been on a radio show.
He's being the most honest he's ever been on a radio show, guys.
100%.
Jesus, I'd hate to see the other
this
one.
This is his first radio show.
This isn't even a radio show. Wait. It's a podcast.
No, he had 4 radio show development deals.
They actually named the radio after Ray Ellen. Yeah. Ray
Dan Natterman just texted me. He said, I wish I could be there. Have fun.
No, he doesn't.
That's what he wrote. Tell Bobby he said feel better.
For all you Dan Natterman fans out there, that was an impression of Dan Natterman.
Yeah, both of you. Shout out.
Ray, you can't win today.
I can't win today. It's fine.
A ponytail.
I thought it was a good one.
Thanks. How are you going to win? You are the author of your own misfortune. If you walk in...
I answer questions. What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't start out with a bunch of comics and go, yeah, I just got back from my monthly vacation.
I didn't start out with that. Bobby asked me, he goes, yeah, we were talking earlier about Aruba.
Right.
And he said you go down every month. times. I didn't know we were going to talk about it on the air, so I fucking answered the question.
Please stop fighting.
If you had a Porsche, let's just say if you had a Porsche and the same career you have now, right? Let's
you're
just
saying
say.
I should have lied and said to Bobby, I don't go to
no,
a
not
I was
lie.
Joking earlier
no,
before
not,
the show.
I don't think you should lie. I think you should omit, right? But let's say you had a Porsche, right?
Will somebody tell what Lewis what omit means? what listen, people have listen, done listen, to you in auditions
I get your
to
point. You're going to say if you have a Porsche.
Hang on 1 second.
And you're not famous.
Guys, hang on 1 second. You've been omitted from Montreal every year you are audition. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead.
Omit. Put it in a sentence. Lewis Will was omitted from the list of auditioners.
The building was blown up by omit.
That was a fucking good one. It got stepped on, Bobby.
All I'm saying is, this is the comedy environment is a very blue collar environment, right? It's very fucking accurate.
You can tell by your outfit.
People know, thank you. People know what is what. There's no mystery to this business. Everybody knows what everybody's got, right?
We even know Joe Liss has herpes. We know everything.
How he got it.
How he got it, everything.
So let's just say that you had the career you have now, right? And you had a 911 Porsche Carrera, right? Would you drive it to the Comedy Cellar? No, you wouldn't. I'll answer it for you.
If it was my car?
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't drive any car in the city.
The answer's no, right?
I drove my car in the city today.
Really? Did you?
Yeah, I fucking just bought a new Pilot, a Honda Pilot. It's very nice.
Nice.
To celebrate his Pilot.
I want to hear what the point he's making.
What's your point?
Yeah, the point is you can't say extraordinary things that don't fit with your career.
Okay, but James.
And then not get questioned on it.
But this is the. Wait a second.
No, I'm glad you're sticking up for yourself.
So finally.
you knocked that Aruba shit out of you, and now you got your New York spilling
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Good for you.
My fucking boss.
Undo your
back.
Ponytail right now. Undo it. Unfucking do it.
Now get on your horse.
There you go.
Jesus Christ. Now, right throughout town, yelling the redcoats are coming.
Holy shit. Shit, look at that hair.
Now no one wants to fuck me. Socially, God. Bobby and I were sitting there having soup before the show.
Yes.
And we were bullshitting about Aruba.
I was
and he said,
chili.
How often do you go? And I said, I go down every month. And he goes, you're kidding. He goes, how the fuck do you do that? I go, I just love it. I go down, blah, blah, blah. So he brought it up on the air. That's what the fuck happened. I didn't sit there and go, hey, everybody, I go to Aruba.
Listen, sure. Fabio, I cannot look at you while you have that fucking hair.
I know,
like
right?
Holy
I'm growing it long yes. for a charity thing.
Just imagine you walking down the beach. Wearing like white linen.
Okay. I do a ton of charity.
That's like Fabio looks like a dude from Silence of the Lambs.
You know what my goal is? Here, I'm gonna blow this would fucking
I'd
melt
fight.
Your head. You know what my goal is in life? To be incredibly wealthy and then be incredibly philanthropic and give it all away.
What charity are you gonna give it to? Widow's Peak?
Hairs for tots.
I wanna know what poor kids get in the front of that hair.
Which charity are you gonna underwhelm
and
with
no
your
way,
fucking
James,
contributions?
James may have a point though, because let me say this. Me and we had a conversation about almost a year ago at the comic strip.
Yeah.
Well, you told me you were growing your hair for charity and that you were going to cut it and give it to the kids.
Yeah, but then
and you still haven't cut it.
Because it's not long enough yet. Yeah. But you
it was about
no,
that
too
length.
Too long, dude.
Meanwhile, the kids are dying and your hair's just fucking flowing in the wind.
I love your hair. I think it looks great on you. And I'd love to go to Aruba with you and fucking walk the beach while that blue on the
what charity
the
takes
point,
hair,
the,
though? What charity takes
like
hair?
No, there's like
Locks
for Love.
Pantene Beautiful Lights. But the point is, you grow the hair long, and then in the process, it's not just about the hair. You get people to donate money to the kids for cancer.
Oh, okay. So you're a good person.
Yeah, you have tons of charity.
So why are we
shit.
Giving you so much shit? You're a good
person. Everyone's fucking, I don't know why.
No, you should donate your eyebrows to charity.
Charity. See, you know what it is? This is anti-Semitism.
Jew haters.
I'm the only Jew in the room.
I won't deny that.
Once again,
I knew I smelled something.
Once again,
put on a hat. What?
There's a Jew in here.
There's an illegitimacy to your fucking.
Bring
claim
in the German
here.
Shepherd.
What's the illegitimacy? What?
Okay, so how long have you been growing this hair?
But almost 2 years.
Stop fucking with it. It looks good right there.
Now does the charity increase?
Stop fucking with it. It's not going to look good no matter what you do.
No, but it has to get to be like 10 inches long.
Why
and I don't want to shave my head.
Why are we being so... Why that was just mean, Giannis.
What?
You're on a fucking
it's
corporate
honest.
America morning show, and you're being mean, okay? You're Good Morning America.
He kept messing with it to try to make it look good, and I'm like, I just think
can
you
I
should let it be.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just because he is on this morning show, do you get any shit or blowback at all about the shit you post online or your videos or any of that
no,
shit?
No, just that I'm on this podcast.
Really? Do they give a shit?
They're like, you say some stuff on there, and that cage animal that's a regular on that show.
Really?
I love being in a cage.
Every time he talks, it sounds like a cage rattle.
Do you really get shit because of Lewis?
No. No, I'm just kidding. No, well, I'm just like
I'm just guessing into the future. As soon as our friendship is found out, they're going to be like...
Well, after we name this episode Kike Faggot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Wow, apparently you're stepping over the line like fucking K-Vazzy ass.
Yeah. K-Vazzy, baby, wow. I'm here with you.
K-Vazzy. You remember that episode? Where you're like, Louis, you don't know the line.
Yeah, I know where it is. It's always behind me.
Right behind me.
That's my wife. Here's my wife. Let's see.
Tell her I said hey.
Hey, you're on the show, baby. What's up?
Hello, everyone.
Oh, fuck.
Hi, Dawn.
I hung up on it. You know what? Fuck. You know what? Hello, everyone.
You're going to get in trouble now because she's calling because you're sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that just bugged me.
That's
going to
go over
she's
great.
Didn't that bug you?
Yeah, but she's going to be like, all right, well, fuck you then. Be sick on your own.
Hey, we don't have to tell her I hung up. I'll just say that. I'll just lie to her. Let's just
an accident.
Let's see if I can lie.
Well, is she listening?
She's
right
listening,
now?
Money.
She doesn't listen to this show. She's fucking a human.
She's a real person.
She's not K-Vazzy.
Could it be something she was in Aruba right now?
Why did you hang up on me?
I didn't hang up on you. The phone hung up. I'm sorry.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm going to go pick up something for you at the pharmacy.
Ooh, a dildo.
At the pharmacy?
Yeah, they sell
don't
it.
Don't fucking listen to him.
Code Ricky, word. Ricky's actually. Code word
okay,
for sex.
What else?
That's it. You have a fever?
I do. It's 100.
He does have a fever.
Jungle fever.
Louis, what's wrong with you? Baby, how's the baby?
He's good. He's fine.
How's
he's
his
okay.
fever? Is his fever down?
Yep, his fever hasn't come back up.
All right, baby, if I could take you to Aruba once a month for 9 days, would you do it?
She's like, I already go with Ray Allen.
Hang on. Do you know Ray Allen? No. Baby, if I could take you to Aruba once a month
how would she
for
know
9 days.
For 1 week.
For a week, 7 days, would you do it?
Of course
yeah.
I would, Bobby, but you,
you
know
would.
You can't afford that.
You
yeah,
stop
why?
Stepping
I'm
on
sorry.
My life.
I'm sorry.
You fucking asshole,
I'm
Giannis.
I'm sorry.
What? What?
She's being murdered.
Dawn, yes, you what? You what? You what?
I said yes, why not?
All right,
why
I'm going to give you Ray Allen's number. You guys are going to start hooking up, okay? I'll talk to you later. I love you.
He's also giving out development deals.
Baby, did you ever see the movie Sam Adams? I'll explain later. Goodbye.
How about Late Night with Ray Allen?
How about
Late Net?
How about
16 episodes. Hank Azaria was guest
you know,
16 times.
You know how that thing, I was in Page Six every week for about a year because of that show?
And
really?
I used to call you out on that, too. Remember? I used to fucking
And I used to explain to you, James, you see, when some people like your work, they will write about it on a regular
That's
basis.
That's not true. You told me that you had a hookup and you used to call the
no,
publicist.
No, I had a publicist.
Yeah, but...
And publicists get you press.
That's true.
And then after a while...
That's true.
The people who wrote the column just liked my work and they would fucking write about
That's
it.
True.
Raymond, listen to this, right? This is what happened.
Is he Raymond?
Every week, right?
You can call me Raymond. It's Ray, but I don't care.
Every week...
We have one person
I'd be reading.
Chat room.
I'd be reading Page Six, right? And I'd see, like, all these consistent stories, like, oh, that's a celebrity, that's a celebrity, that's a celebrity. And then I'd see, at such and such fucking obscure party, Ray Allen said, I just fucking ate a cookie, right?
No, that's
and,
not that you're missing.
And I was like, hang
story.
On, fucking Steve from the Comedy Cellar's not in Page Six, you know, fucking.
Why would he be? He's not
exactly.
A performer.
That's
he's
the
not
fucking-
a performer. I had a show where I had pretty big names on every week.
I think.
And that makes you sort of not famous, but you're in a different
he
tier.
He fucking signed the Constitution, bro. Are you fucking kidding me?
When you have exchanges with Sean Connery and Mariah Carey and those people, you might get a little press.
Exchanges. I like
Ooh.
That. Exchanges.
Ooh,
exchanges.
James, he didn't have one famous friend like you, John Mayer. He had a bunch.
Not even friends.
First of all,
I mean,
if you're saying Jeff
work.
Ross is not famous, I'm angry. But
are you friends with Jeff Ross?
I'm just kidding.
Can you tell him to look better?
Every We're time just going to gloss over
gonna,
the fact
melting.
That
Why
he's melting.
He looks like he's melting. Yeah. Oh my God.
You've had exchanges.
He really he looks exchange. Like, he looks
I've
like
had
one of those.
A few exchanges with Mariah
there
Carey.
Are some remember fluid those, exchanges.
Remember those trolls as a kid used to spin on the top of a pencil?
Yeah.
That's what fucking Ross looks like, his hair. A little long, a little stretch. I'll take that bandana.
Oh, you wow. just reminded me of a joke that I wrote a long time
it?
Ago about wish trolls.
There you go.
Oh, I'm glad. Bring it back so you can get yeah. funny.
It was one of my first jokes ever. I wrote about wish trolls. Talked about how it looked like the wish troll. What did the wish troll do to make you shove the pencil up his ass?
I knew
what
it was going to involve an
there
ass.
There you go.
I could not.
Can you pass that to Bobby?
Fucking kudos to Bobby who's
thanks, Alexander Hamilton.
Still running the
That's
show.
His favorite candy bar, kudos. Here's so here's two kudos.
They haven't had a kudos in fucking 20 years, you fucking old hack. Who gets excited about an old joke from 10 years ago? It reminded me of a joke that I used to do that wasn't that good back then. Fucking uncreative fucking Puerto Rican.
Here's the deal. Ray Allen, James Smith does not like you.
No, on the contrary. On the contrary.
Giannis just nearly fucking spat everywhere.
Literally. I just got a text from James Smith during the break. It said, fuck this forefather.
On the contrary. On the contrary. The reason that I keep him so accountable is I like him so much and I want to make sure that he doesn't misrepresent himself so ferociously as he
lucky
has.
Lucky me. Lucky day. I have not I have been 1,000% truthful today.
Timing
I have not
hilarious.
Said anything
right,
that was bullshit.
By the way,
the angrier Ray gets, the Jewier he sounds.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Everything I've said has been factual. I go to Aruba once a month, all right? I was in the papers.
Every day, go check a microfiche in the library. Page 6 since 1983, I was there.
I love Ray. But
I know a guy who knows a
guy. Between his illegitimate haircut, his fucking trips to Aruba, and his self-promotion in Page 6, unsolicited.
It's not self-promotion.
It is. If you call them up and tell them what you did, that's self-promotion.
Are you out of your fucking mind? There's a limited amount of space in that thing. They write what they want to write.
Hey,
how can you not wrap your head? You know
I had exchanges
I find
with Mariah Carey. I had exchanges. Me, Mariah Carey, Lionel Richie, we had a few exchanges. Bon Jovi on a couple of occasions, we had an exchange.
It was me, Anderson Cooper, and Tim Gunn.
I'll
all
tell
right?
you, they write about you if you have an exchange. If you had an exchange with Lionel Richie, you'd be in Page 6 too.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. How many times do I have to tell you? We had an exchange.
I'm sorry that the Post doesn't want to write about your fucking IBS. I feel horrible. Too soon? Fucking... Let me tell you something.
Oh, God.
You know what's amazing to me?
Ding, ding. Round 7.
You're shitting on the fact that I do something that other people don't do. I don't give a fuck what other people do. I go to Aruba because I enjoy my life. Mm-hmm. I'm growing my hair because I wanted to do something charitable.
He gets 25 development deals because he enjoys that.
You get what?
He gives himself development deals.
Yeah, pass that.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about with that. I didn't know I needed to bring all my contracts and legal portfolio.
Look, I believe you about your exchanges.
Jane, hey, listen.
Ray, I don't know why I said the word exchanges. That sounds
Ray. Right. I did not expect this out of James. I expected it out of Lewis, Giannis, myself, maybe even Angry Scopo.
But it's been misread. I really, really do like him.
James,
really
yeah, we can tell James.
James is comfortable around me. And when you're comfortable with someone, you can lay
him really like the guy. He's a piece of shit liar. But
No.
James, I'm so glad you don't like me.
I really wish Natterman was here. Natterman would have defended me.
Natterman is a lawyer.
He would have thrown you right under the bus.
Nah, he would have said, Ray Allen, that's what he does.
For all you Dan Natterman fans.
So, all right, let's move on between the hatred
Ray
that James
Ray
Smith has for Ray Allen.
No, he's a genuine guy and a good friend.
Yeah, that's what everybody's really? Getting out of this podcast.
When I first met James, I would try to help him as best I could.
And he has helped me. He's a good person.
We've all helped you.
How come you didn't get him on Late Night?
He did a set on my fucking talk show.
Late Net.
He was on Late Net.
Yeah, you were on Late Net.
LATENET.
Hang on one second.
Who was on your episode?
Ray. Yeah. You were on his show. He put you on the show and you're mocking it now?
I'm not mocking him. I'm making sure that he doesn't fucking misrepresent himself in the public.
He's trying to keep him real.
Yeah.
Shut up, Kelly.
He's making sure of that because there's a lot of people at home that want to know. What the truth
By
is.
By the way, Bobby, I'm the host of the new Gone Show.
That's not my... Are you really?
Yeah, nobody got
it's a,
that.
It's a live, is it, is off Broadway
wait,
version.
That's in the it's Holiday Inn
like
in
Aruba? Very important.
Hey, wait a minute. Shut up.
That was good.
Stop talking over people.
You're
Giannis.
About to call Giannis Lewis because he does exactly
You fucking lost your...
Well, I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm fucking sorry.
Bobby.
I got excited.
Bobby.
What do you want from me?
Bobby. It's time for another episode of Let's Be Lewis.
Let's Be Lewis. There's no line. I'm a real... Last two.
Fucking Jews and faggots.
I rip people's Jews assholes open with my teeth.
I fucking hate Jews and I fucking love faggots. I mean, I hate faggots.
This episode's called Kite Faggot Nigger.
I'm gonna fucking suck your dick until you fucking ask for an apology.
Triangle.
I don't care. Jesse Mays, fucking Pete Davidson, you piece of shit.
That's true.
No, that's is that true?
Oh, shit.
Really?
Oh, boy. Wow.
Is she?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
And you thought I gave you a hard time. Fucking hell.
Here's the deal. Giannis. Let's move on to Giannis. Let's move off of poor Ray.
All right. Now I'm going to fucking
look. Like this.
Everyone's just cocking their guns. Target. Pa-pow.
Before we leave, Ray, how often do you go to Aruba?
Well, when I go to Aruba, I have a bunch of exchanges with the locals.
He did a set on my fucking show. I had a great time, and he got paid to be on my show.
How much?
On the Tosh, I don't remember.
$50.
Not enough to go to Aruba every fucking month, that's for sure.
I don't remember what it paid, but it was.
Who was the guest? Was it Belzer?
Hank Azaria.
It was Richard Belzer and Paul.
Can I ask you a question, Ryan?
Oh, fuck.
Can I ask you a question?
It's good.
I have to admit something to you, and it might hurt your feelings.
I'm bulletproof. Go ahead. At this point.
And he was great as the host.
Bulletproof. Thanks,
all right, around a long time ago, we were all hanging out. Me, you, I don't know who else, whatever.
When was this, roughly?
Years ago. Back when I first
In the 90s?
Moved. Yeah.
Bells?
No, 90s maybe. Yeah, maybe 90s, early 2000, right?
This is going to be condescending.
And we fucking left, and you were leaving. You were trying to pick up the chick I was trying to pick up.
Where were we?
We were at some bar. We picked up night nurses, like these traveling nurses.
This is not going to go well.
I don't even remember. Okay, go on. I don't even remember this, but go ahead.
And you were kind of being, I'll be honest with you. That was the only time you were kind of a dick to me, but you were a little dicky. But
was
I get it. I get it. Look, man, when you're talking about picking up pussy or getting a chick, you're pissing on your tree. Yeah, this is, I'm going to try to get this, and you know.
Ray's lethal, too, when he's around a girl. He is fucking lethal.
Well, this is the only time I've ever seen it.
That's not really, I don't know.
So anyways, I'll be honest, you were like, I got to go do a spot, and we were like, all right, we're going to go here. And we went to another place. And I said, I said, Ray will find us. And you found us.
Oh, really? Oh, you went with the girls to another bar, you mean?
Yeah, and then you walked in. I don't know how you found us. Like, we didn't tell you where we were going.
Oh, really?
And you walked in to the bar we were at.
Okay.
And you didn't even acknowledge it. You just went, what's up, guys? And we were like, what the fuck?
Wow.
How did you do that?
I really don't. I gotta be honest, I don't remember this.
You asked a few.
It was probably 15 years ago.
It was almost, fuck it. I thought it was.
It's gotta be 15 years.
I was scared. Like, when you walked in, I went, oh, he's gonna stab me. Like, really? We're going to have to fight.
Dude, he hunts vampires. You think he can find you?
How was I dicking you?
Van Helsing.
Fuck it.
Good one.
Oh, Lou.
Goddamn repeating fucking this repeating Aussie really makes you want to throw something at him.
That was a good one.
That I never heard. Welcome to show business. Yeah.
But Ray is very good. If you put Ray in a room with a woman, he is ruthless.
Yeah,
you
are.
But
ruthless.
How was I dicky if I just showed up at the bar? Dude, what did I do?
Because they were trying to lose you, douchebag. It was fucking. He was trying to avoid saying it, but yeah, they were trying to fucking lose you.
Oh, no, I said it.
Really, I love the guy. I love the guy.
I wasn't avoiding it. I was being gentle.
They were trying to lose you, you fucking douchebag. But I love the guy. Guy's a really genuine person.
You're cock blocking him. He had to get rid of you.
I don't remember. This is probably 15 years ago.
It was 15 years ago.
Late 90s.
How the fuck? We told you we were going to this bar.
Who else was there?
We went to that bar, and you fucking showed up.
Who was it? Me.
It was me, you.
He's still trying to pick the girls up.
There were some girls, but it was a night nurse. There was a bunch of night nurses. I mean, not night nurses, traveling nurses. There was they were gorgeous girls. They went to the cellar.
Hookers.
And they lived somewhere for 5 or 6 months, yeah. And then they moved.
I dated
And it was you and a couple girls, and he found you?
It was three girls.
And what happened at the end of the night?
Well, maybe just asked. Like, did you see a guy who doesn't belong with three hot girls?
did we hook up with a girl?
No. Yeah. You didn't. No.
Did you see King Kong Bundy and three hot girls?
Yeah, did you see a guy who doesn't belong with three hot girls walking this way?
No, that was when I was gorgeous. That's when I was fucking shredded.
Bobby's really.
Is that when you had your head?
This is gorgeous, Bobby.
From Dude. King Kong Bundy to John Leguizamo very quick.
I wound up fucking her out a window on the second floor.
Did you really?
Wow. Yeah, I made her. I was so sick of. I was fucking so many broads at that time. I just go, listen, let's do this. And
James, do you believe it?
I opened her window, and people walking by, and I fucked her out the window.
Wow.
So she was getting fucked, and I was just giggling because people were looking up like, yeah, so anyways, what the fuck is that?
I love that, dude.
And she's like, oh, God, oh, God. Wow. Yeah, it was back when Skinny Bob was around.
Wait, what street was this?
This was over by the Stuyvesant Projects.
Jesus.
Yeah, right across, right over there. Yeah,
that's
really hot.
That's impressive. Never done that. Yeah, good work.
Out a window? Like, I'd be thinking, fuck, what if she falls?
Yeah.
Not me. I had that fucking window open. Right, she was Filipino. Perfect round fucking B cups.
Mm.
36 Bs.
Mm.
They were just fucking beautiful.
She was a little fat up top, but nice little titties.
No, she was
shredded. Like a fire escape to catch her? No. Just out the window.
Just
her whole body, you're just her
somebody
head.
Could, like, tall could probably jump. It was, you know, New York City apartment. Right. It was
wow. The first floor.
It was, no, second floor, but you could kind of jump up and.
Why were you fucking her out of the window? Did she owe you money or something?
I just wanted to fuck out the window.
You're making a point or something?
No, I was fucking sick of fucking. I was just fucking.
let's fuck out the
window. I get that, though. I get like the public, like you want people to catch you. I've done a lot of
I used to do that all the time. I used to get blown. Shit. I used to love to get head in the park.
During the blackout, I slept with someone in
out
Washington
the window, though. It was a very shook night of you.
During the blackout, I was with somebody in Washington Square Park.
That was that's dangerous in the fucking blackout.
This couple told me the other night that they enjoy going to this place called Trapeze, which I've never been to.
It's a sex club.
Apparently, it's a sex club.
Le Trapeze.
And they, it's...
I've never been.
Of course you haven't.
And they have sex. They don't swing. Apparently, it's swinging. It's a swing club. Is that right?
I don't know.
Anyway, these two do not swing, but they really enjoy an audience. They love people. I couldn't think of anything worse than an audience.
Oh, I would love that. Get that completely.
I wouldn't mind an audience of women. I don't want to do it in front of guys.
Of women, that'd be the worst.
Oh, that'd be great. To have sex with a woman in front of other women?
Dude, I like to get a blowjob in front of her friend watching. That's happened at least like 5 or 6 times.
I used to like having girls blow my friends in front of me.
Yeah, I get it.
I used to love it. I used to set it up with both sides so they both didn't know. I'd be like, dude, this is what's going to happen. You're going to walk in, just go along with it, and then when we're done, you got to leave because you're going to weird her out. And I'd tell her, I go, I'd love that. We'd set up for weeks. And then I'd fucking make her blow me and you tell me that she's going to blow my friend and suck his dick and then he'd come over and fucking she'd blow him.
I think I got to start coming on this show as an alias. But I don't know if I could use my
And by the way, and me going to Aruba is more far-fetched than this is fucking great. Yeah.
But I can answer Robert's question as to what's how he found you. He has just in it. Unmistakable ability to pursue women. Like I watch him at the strip.
Dude, it was the weirdest
thing. I apologize. If I did something rude, I apologize. I mean, it's so long ago. I don't even remember.
Thank you very much. No, it's dead now. But what flipped me out?
Fuck, he's talking about your
friendship. I said,
Jesus, he holds
I saw you. And when we left, I go, he's going to find us. They're like, how? I said, this mother, because I have a sixth sense.
Did they put the how in how?
It was Jews.
I got money in my.
You're being H.
That's how he found them.
Filipino Jews.
He was angry.
I got money in my pocket.
You slept with one of them. I didn't hook up. Did the other comic, whoever? I don't know.
He gets so much pussy, he doesn't even remember that night.
Anyways, I want to. Fuck Ray.
15 years ago.
Ray, look, buddy, everything's water under the Aruban Bridge. The
natural bridge
in Aruba. Anyways, Giannis. You have this fucking...
My name's Giannis. From now on, just call me George
Thompson. Why don't you just be one of your fake characters?
How you doing?
Giannis. So what the fuck? What's going on with you, brother?
I'm...
Did you make the right move? Is this the best thing you've ever done? Are you happy?
It is. I remember we talked about it. I called you when I was in Atlanta.
I want people to know.
Yeah. No, it was the right move. It was.
What did you do, Giannis?
I picked up... Me and my girlfriend broke up.
She dumped you, but it's still.
Wow.
Is he allowed to make jokes on this thing?
Shit. Yeah, he can once in a while.
No, just press buttons and look fat. Yeah. Okay. And by look fat, I mean from the waist down.
Press buttons and look fat. I'll do it if James isn't going to do it.
Leave the jokes to the people who get paid for them, all right? Press the buttons, you intern thing.
You're an intern.
Oh, at least I have a girlfriend still.
Okay. I know. I'm so happy.
I have 14 of them. So.
You took it out too far.
That wasn't even funny. Just like, hey, fuck you. I got more.
So talk to me about this, dude. Tell everybody what the show is.
I'm just kidding, Chris. Your body looks great.
I love you, Giannis.
Giannis, go ahead. What's going on with the show?
So she cheated.
Tell
on
people
you.
What it is.
She don't mean Pete Davidson. According to Lewis.
She didn't cheat on me.
By the way, did we fuck? Did I tell you that he texted me?
Yeah,
the other
you told
night?
It last episode.
Yeah,
okay, I'm
episode.
Sorry.
Smoke so much weed, you can't remember
Giannis,
your life.
I haven't smoked pot in about 18 hours.
Okay,
so
what the fuck is that?
I haven't smoked pot. I stopped smoking pot. Yesterday was my last day
for 18 hours.
For a while.
Yeah,
18 hours.
I hate people. Like
how long is a while?
I'm going at least until I do the cruise with Papa Roach.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then you'll get high.
I
on
mean,
the cruise.
If you're hanging out with Papa Roach, you're gonna get a little high, right?
Mm. No. So, Papa Giannis, Roach. All right, listen.
Sounds like he's real grandfather.
So here's the deal. So you move to Miami. You get this killer apartment.
Yeah.
And now you're on this morning show on
Fusion,
which is 108 in New York. If you have Fios,
Cablevision. It's on RCN Cablevision, and
that's how you know it's not a good network when you have to list all the networks that it's on.
Well, so it's not on Time Warner.
No. It just launched a couple months ago. They're rolling out slowly.
How's it going?
It's going great.
How are the ratings?
I love both my co-anchors. It's really great.
You love it.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun. It's like TV boot camp, you know. I know not a lot of people are watching now, but it's like, you know, it's a good experience to learn how to be on TV.
How are they gonna get more people to watch? I mean,
it's Disney and
Ray Ellen. Ray Ellen's gonna pick it up.
Yeah. Can you get your publicist to talk about it, Ray? Yeah,
that's what I can do.
I mean,
put him page six.
He's doing a charity for
children. Have a couple of exchanges with him.
Who are your co-hosts?
Pedro Andrade and Mariana Atencio.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
What
She's
is
gorgeous.
This Spanish thing with them?
It's, well, all the big networks, all the big media outlets are going after millennials, which is people who were born in 1980 or after, and it just so happens in that group, one out of four millennials are Latin, so yeah. They're the biggest growing population
okay,
in America.
Okay, so how about having one out of three be fucking Spanish?
What?
Oh, everybody's Spanish except for you.
No. He's Brazilian.
Yeah. That's Spanish. That's,
no, it's not.
That's not Spanish.
Kinda.
It's not even Hispanic.
They speak
Look,
Portuguese,
if you're from Boston, it's Spanish, right? He's from fucking down there. He's Puerto Rico. It's a city in fucking Mexico.
First of all, guys, if you know any history, I've been there fucking twice. You've never been there.
To Brazil?
They speak Portuguese.
I go every month.
Portuguese.
They speak...
For 9 days.
They speak Portuguese. But it's South America. They're pretty much they were conquered by Spain and fucking.
No, but they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
All right.
Who were they conquered by?
I think Portuguese.
No, they were fucking Spanish, South American fucking
conquistadors.
Pyramid people.
Crystal clear.
The Mayans you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, well, he's Brazilian. She's Venezuelan.
They're Spanish, man. I fucked them.
They're all Spanish.
What's the show called?
It's called The Morning Show on Fusion.
It's basically Good Morning America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's different than that, though. It's different.
It's a little bit different, but it's like... So it's a little faster. It's quicker. It's almost like Maxim magazine.
Yeah, we do news packages though. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, why is it out of Miami?
That's just where they built a huge new studio, like $100 million.
What the fuck is up with this tech guy?
What tech guy?
There's some boring people on the show.
I think everyone's great on the show.
How do you see it?
Giannis is no longer a real ass dude.
Robert, how do you see the show?
Hang on one second.
He's got cable
vision. I watch
it. He's got
RCN. I'm a fan of fucking Giannis.
No, he's got Vios. You got Vios.
I got Vios. I watch it in the morning.
What channel is on Vios? I have Vios.
108.
Should I get Vios instead of Time Warner?
Yes.
Here's the thing.
In a second.
Really? Why?
Here's the thing. Shut up about your stupid fucking Vios. You dumb fucking questions you always ask. He's just a fucking dumb Aussie with questions. Stop fucking making us live your life for you. Make a decision, you fucking long-haired hippie. Sorry. I love James. He's one of my favorite
working
people.
Class hero.
He's a good
what
friend.
Be.
Oh, he's the worst. Why should I get... fuck you. I like the show, Giannis.
Thanks,
I do.
Man. Thank you.
I like the three hosts. I've liked the...
I want to fucking...
I'm telling you this. That there's some.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Lewis, what
She's
are you doing?
She's so hot, dude. Come on.
Fucking Christ, Lewis.
What, Giannis?
You lead with that?
Are you going to tell me you
sniff her asshole?
You wouldn't fucking sniff her asshole. You're
no.
telling me that on
Giannis,
the show.
Giannis, no. I am not editing this.
Huh?
So do listen.
I'm doing the right thing.
This fucking asshole is about to get you to step
he's
over
not.
A line.
I just called him out on being a... Okay. First of all right, he's a zoo animal,
right.
So you can't hold him responsible. Just throw him a banana okay, so, and try to preoccupy
yeah, zoo
him.
Zoo animals so, sniff assholes. That's what we did.
So you're not going to sniff her asshole. Would you blow the guy? Would you blow him?
Pedro's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Jesus
he's great.
Christ, you are.
I love him. They're both very smart and
you
fun. The show's perfect. I love everybody
Giannis.
I work with. And everything's going perfect.
I like Copris, Giannis.
I couldn't
well,
have, I couldn't
Giannis,
have asked for a better
all right, here's
situation.
The deal. What do you want me to talk to you about?
What?
What would you like me to ask you about?
Well, I can't about that, you know?
Let's talk about the show, but let's ask...
The show, yeah.
Let's, what's interesting? What is your favorite part about the show?
Have you ever seen her naked? Like in the dressing room.
Lewis.
Like the doors open a
Lewis,
little bit.
Stop. Lewis, you're going to get Giannis fired.
He's not going to get fired for
no,
answering
listen,
honest questions.
Not for
questions.
Something he says.
Here's
no.
the deal. He doesn't get to come back here. It's all gone for him. You understand? Okay.
He's moving to Aruba when this is done.
He comes back here. There's an empty bar four. Okay. He doesn't get out of the cellar.
Asking for spots at LOL.
His fucking dogs are gone. Everything's over here.
It's over. Okay?
All he has to make it.
You understand? I got nothing here right
he
now.
He has
Sorry.
To make it.
Yeah.
Well, he's gonna get bumped by fucking Jesse May at the stand.
Oh, you
don't.
Fuck.
Just
blink twice if you've seen her naked.
Lewis, I don't know what you're
He blinked twice!
He did not.
Me and Lewis are different people. He's got different questions.
Yeah, he's a fucking he's animal. Will yeah. you settle down? He's trying to fucking, you know, he's got this new morning show, which is fucking huge. You were on the Today Show.
Good Morning America.
Like I said,
same thing.
Did you promoted your thing on GMA? It
was good. We're owned by ABC.
I hate Ray Allen now. That was the moment where I started hating him.
Yeah, me.
He called it GMA like he's an insider.
It's called fucking GMA. Turn on the TV. It says GMA.
It is called GMA. God, you guys are giving Ray Allen.
Boy, you're uneducated.
You guys are giving Ray Allen a hard time for saying anything.
You know, I produced and directed a movie called The Latin Legends of Comedy that I sold to 20th Century Fox.
Oh, bullshit, mate. You're full of shit.
You know that I co-starred in a movie called Killing Cinderella with Jessica Capshaw?
Well,
I saved my fucking money.
Obviously not, because you've got to fucking tell us.
But the point is, you wonder how I make a living. I work hard, I hustle, I create shit.
Well, that would have been good an hour ago.
Dumb fucking irritable bowel fool.
All right, let's get back to the more interesting.
Are you guys going to go have soup later?
Let's talk about
just
GMA.
It was great to be on GMA. My favorite part of the show is probably just learning, man. I'm learning a lot. I'm working with journalists. Everyone I work with is smarter than me. And everyone on all the producers, everybody's like.
Is that Adi?
It's just a great experience. It's a really, really great experience. And I'd like to say every producer does a great job. Our line producer is unbelievable.
Take us, how did you get it? What happened? Give us the process.
They came after me. They came, they saw me and they thought I was funny.
Where
they did a lot of research.
Where did they see you?
I think they found me through Marisa, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, I think through that. And then
they actually thought they were hiring Marisa.
They were a little disappointed.
Did they think you were Latino?
No. They did full research on me. Called me in for a chemistry read. I sat down with a couple of different hosts and people they had in mind.
So the hosts that they picked weren't the original ones?
No. What do you mean? The ones that they picked for the auditions?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of people who auditioned. It wasn't that many. They chose people.
Right.
And I think there was just a few that didn't get it.
Do you know the other people who auditioned that you beat?
No, I was the only comedy guy. They were actually wondering how comedy was going to work on that show. So they brought me in just thinking,
wondering that.
Will he work? Will he work on this or not? So I wasn't up against anybody. I was up against, will I work on this show or not?
Okay.
Yeah.
You created the opportunity for yourself.
I guess so. I mean,
let's not give him too much credit.
Not too much credit.
Who's Marisa?
Marisa's a character that I do that got popular. I have a couple characters that got popular. So, and she happens to be Latin.
You don't know anything about fucking anybody in this room. It's a huge thing you did on YouTube.
He just got back from Australia.
Exactly.
Yeah, he almost died.
Yeah.
From that thing I gave him at the cellar.
So it's great.
They have YouTube in Australia. What are you talking about?
It's not his top priority to Google someone he doesn't know.
Ray, don't attack now. You're fucking an hour and a half late. Okay, you tried to play that mellow fucking cocksucker. Hey, man, whatever. And then you finally snap an hour and 27 minutes
this
in.
He's on Aruba time.
Fucking, don't you know his blood sugar just went down? Fucking James Smith is finished. He's fucking depressed again because he just thought about his shitty apartment that he's sharing with somebody. Okay? And he's got a fucking spot after fucking Godfrey tonight.
I can't believe you fucked the chick out the window. That's amazing.
That is very impressive to me.
I've done a lot of weird sexual stuff.
Because I just couldn't go to that much trouble.
To open a window? What the fuck is the trouble?
To fuck Bobby Kelly?
To balance her, it's just there's a bed. Why the fuck are we here?
Because it turns you on more to have people look at you fucking this
because
shit,
when you have so much sex, like Bobby was when he was shredded, he had to make it more interesting because he just got too much of it all the time.
Yeah.
What a place to be.
I don't know if it's just too much of it all the time. You get bored. It's like if you jerk off the porn, you're not going to jerk off to the same porn over and over again. You want to add some variety into it.
Very minimal, though. I always end up with the same two or three women.
What, chicks with dicks?
That's where chicks with dicks come in, right? When you want to add some variety.
Well, that's when you want to add a cock.
Variety.
That's when you want to suck something.
Tomato, tomato.
So why are you in New York if your show is in...
I am
Christmas
here.
Vacation.
I had a couple shows, and then we're in reruns till the 2nd, so everyone's basically on holiday
vacation. How the fuck do you rerun a Today Show?
That's what they're doing.
Best ofs.
They're rerunning it, yeah.
Really?
Best ofs.
Someday I'm just going to let James come on the show and just ask questions till he runs out, which I guarantee will raise money for fucking MS. It'll just be a telephone.
But isn't it a current affairs show?
By the way, that's how you get people to like you. If people read that book, you ask questions.
Like The Daily Show, they'll run reruns.
I know that. I know he's a fucking phony that read a book.
Can we continue to do two conversations at once?
Because Giannis doesn't shut up when shit's going on.
I was asked the question.
Don't answer it until I'm done. Jesus Christ, I'm not your fucking sidekick, asshole. This is my show.
First of all, Giannis is the sidekick. Let's not fucking confuse things here.
Well, this is what you always here's what your show does. He says something, she says something.
Oh, my.
You're right.
I get the concept really quick. Perfect.
Monday through Friday. What time you got to wake up to do that?
We're moving to prime time, thankfully. So, but for now, I've been waking up at 4.
It's the most inappropriate name for a prime time show, the morning show.
Yeah,
prime time?
We're going to change the name. Prime time, 7 p.m.
You wake up at 4 in the morning?
Wake up at 4. Right now, I wake up at 4, get to the studio at 5.
Yeah, that'd really cut into your Aruba time, wouldn't it?
Talk about it's 1 p.m. in Aruba at 5 a.m. here. It's awesome.
Actually, you know, there's no time change. You know that.
There's no time change.
He's so naive.
He's so naive.
He just waves his hand like a king.
Which just proves my point that it was from a point of arrogance that he brought it up. I go to Aruba.
I brought it up because I heard Bobby loves Aruba.
There's the Jewish Ray Allen again.
He's so naive.
I brought it up to Robert because someone told me that Robert enjoys Aruba. So I sat Robert and I said, Bobby, nice to see you. I hear you like Aruba. And we started talking about Aruba. And then he brought it up on his show. And as a respectable guest, I answered the fucking question.
Ray goes from like cool fucking hippie to like nebbishy angry Jew in a second, dude. It's hey, man, evil. I'm just hanging out on the beaches of Aruba.
The great
man.
Unwashed don't know what time it is in Aruba.
All right, it's too late.
Fucking
now.
Dude. No, you still.
I don't know what to do, Robert.
There's a lot of cameras in here, Robert.
Bobby.
I'm confused.
Bobby.
Who are you doing? Is that me? Do I see Bobby a lot? Yeah. You fucking stupid bitch. Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Kelly? Who's the most interesting interview you've had so far?
Bobby sneezes like an elephant.
Oh, Bobby's dying. Are you okay? All right.
You're like 103.
Want some water or something?
Dude, take some more Bumbleberry.
Everyone's watching at home. And the podcast will continue.
Holy shit, Bobby sneezes like an elephant. Oh my God, my head almost exploded on that one.
Who's the most interesting guest you've had on Good Morning, whatever it is?
Ray Allen.
Ray is going to stab me when we leave.
Actor, host, producer, creator.
And I had that fucking guy on my show.
I know. And this is the treatment
I stand by the fact that I love Ray Allen.
Mm. You got to cut him some slack. He's a little bitter, man. He almost died.
Who's you?
We had Tyler Perry. I thought that was interesting.
No, I said interesting.
You guys, that was a good one. You guys missed it because he's got a thermometer in his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, Bobby.
Actually, interesting, Ken Burns, because I'm a huge fan. We had Ken Burns, a documentary maker, on. I thought that was great.
Ken Burns, he's actually he's the hairdresser to Jessica Simpson.
No, Ken Burns, a documentary maker.
Yeah, but he also does hair. There's that Ken Burns that does hair.
No, that's Ken.
No, Bobby. Different Ken. Oh, Bobby.
What an obscure
that's
reference.
Ken. That's Ken Floby.
Oh, Bobby.
Ken Floby.
I'm sorry.
Bobby.
I'm sorry.
Bobby, you're sick. It's okay.
I'm sorry, fans.
Aww. Ken Peeves is Jessica's hairdresser.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Jordan. That's the guy who tailors suits down on Bleecker, right?
Fuck Giannis and his shiny jeans. Fuck you and your shiny Miami jeans.
Ken Burns is pretty well known.
What documentary did he do?
What documentary?
He's like 50.
He's done...
what's the most popular?
The one
Civil
about
War,
Michael Jordan.
Jack Johnson, the Civil War, World War II.
Baseball.
Baseball. All the great... You know the Ken Burns effect? They named an effect after him when a picture moves like that across the stream. Yeah. It glides.
What are you, Ray Allen now?
That's called...
Jesus Christ.
You had a lot of exchanges with Ken Burns that day.
I like when
did you sell a pilot to Ken Burns?
A lot of exchanges.
Wow, all around the room. When someone said something factually
hang on
correct,
one second, Chris,
pulling
go ahead.
To Ray Allen.
Yeah. Chris got
shit on my hair. Go ahead, whatever you want.
Chris literally had nothing.
Because I wasn't paying attention. Sorry, I was more with the cameras.
That was very preoccupied.
I was in the zone for the cameras.
So, do you like living down in Florida?
I like living down there, man.
No, do you love it?
Huh?
Do you love it?
I love it, man. Miami's a great city.
How many days a week do you swim?
I don't swim that much. I got a pool.
9 days a month.
Yeah. You have swim in your building?
I swim 19 days a month.
9 days every month you swim?
This is not going to end. Aruba's the gift that doesn't stop giving. You know, I swim about 19 days out of the month. Play a lot of poker when I can. I even had a holiday by myself at Buffalo Wild Wings. Had a great time.
Just some great friends on the island.
I think you were in the local paper, weren't
you? Yeah, I was out. Yeah, page six down there, Miami Herald. Had a couple of exchanges with Pitbull. 305 celebrity, Gloria Estefan, couple of exchanges.
Yeah, you're good, Giannis. You are good.
Oh, Jesus. So where in Miami are you?
I live in Brickell in Miami.
Okay.
In Brickell. It's a nice city.
It's a very nice area.
Yeah, Miami's kind of like New York in the 20s, man.
What?
It's like New York in the 20s. Like
Stop trying to convince yourself that you're going to be back in New York eventually.
How do you know what New York was like in the 20s?
Well, in the sense that it was booming.
Apparently you did. Look at your hair.
Jesus Christ. He looks like he's in the gangs of New York.
What is he, a substitute teacher? We just keep fucking spitballing. Pow, 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 pow.
Remarkable.
So substitute.
You know what? It doesn't even bother me from Bobby. I just don't like it from that side of the room. Like, it's Smitty and the guy, fucking one of De Blasio's kids over here. With the fucking
wow.
What shade are you?
Lewis with a shot to the head. Here comes Lewis. What's his back? What is he going to do?
I love that he called him De Blasio because it's like sounds fat too.
I like that he said, "What shade are you?"
Ray Allen's fine. We ruined your next Aruba trip. You're gonna have to stay for like a month.
He's gonna be in his head every time he boards the plane. Should I be doing this?
This is what I hope. I hope a fan from the show is in Aruba and sees you and just starts fucking taunting you. Fucking
that would be great.
Oh, that
makes
me so happy.
Not gonna happen.
So here's
no chance. It's a dream that won't come true. Anyway,
we got it, Smitty. I think
Giannis, what's the tail
on,
like?
I want to hear Smitty's laugh.
What's the tail like? Is that what you're asking, mm-hmm. Kelly? The tail's pretty good.
Yeah.
You fucking girls outside.
You hear that, Jesse? If you're listening, the tail's great down there. He's getting lots of tail.
You're not. You're working too much.
Working too much, man.
You're not.
Working.
You're actually working too much.
I'm trying to take this year to just really grind.
You come back here to wet your palate.
Exactly.
Right? Have fun.
Santa made a list.
What? You're on TV. Come on.
Yeah, but I'm
not
on,
really.
Not really. I mean,
are you getting on stage down there?
Is he gonna fuck? Yeah. Is he gonna fuck maids that live in Miami?
I would.
That watch the show. All right.
Okay. You can fuck about the windows of the rooms. You can fuck about the windows of the rooms that they clean.
Yeah, while you're trying to fucking
fucking through those clean windows.
Are you gonna fuck the millennial, whatever they are?
Millennials.
And wink at them at the same time.
I hate that you were in one board meeting.
I'm gonna fuck the Spanish Brazilians.
Now, can you get on stage down there? Can you go like by the clubs down there?
You know, it's kind of nice to. There's not a lot of rooms down there, but it's kind of nice to go down there and like not have to deal with being on a lineup with 15 other beasts. You know, like you can just. It's kind of nice. It's a nice break from New York where everybody's
fucking
great.
So you're
saying
the comics suck down there?
Yeah. I was doing
Giannis
it.
Giannis gets away with bombing down there. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Giannis is completely unaccountable down there.
Giannis is fucking act flies. Giannis
crushes in Miami.
Giannis's percentage went up to 90%. Because it...
Giannis is a beast in Miami. That's awesome.
Oh my god.
It's nice. You know, there's only like 2-3 rooms a week. There's not a lot of opportunities. But I'm on the road a lot on the weekends and stuff. So
I
still get
going
to
on the road.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You,
and
you
technically I have Fridays.
How hard
off.
Is it to fly with a wig and women's clothing? when you do your gigs,
people
how hard
think
is
you're
it?
Like a bank robber or a man of mystery.
Is it Monday to Friday?
It's Monday to Friday, but my contract's technically Monday through Thursday. So if I'm in town, I will do the show Friday, but I don't have to. If I have a road
really?
Weekend, I can.
See,
get
this is
there.
Another.
That's fucking wild, man.
Who would do something they don't have to do?
What do you mean?
Like if you don't.
Oh, because I love it. It's being on television.
Ray Ellenwood.
If I'm in town,
why? Yeah, of course. Why would you be on TV?
If your contract didn't say you had to be there, you wouldn't show up.
It helps his career.
Yeah, it's going above and beyond, James. Yeah. Maybe that's why you're dying.
I care about the show. I want it to do well. You know?
Fucking Lewis. He's not dying anymore, unfortunately.
Is that maybe just a fucking inside. Idiotic question to you? Why would you want to be on TV if you didn't have to?
Because, cunt eyes, if you don't. If you've got a contract that stipulates you have to show up 4 days, who gets up in the morning and goes, you know what?
It's a brand.
brand
despite
new show.
The fact that I don't have to go to work, I fucking will. Nobody.
It's a brand new show. Why wouldn't he want to be on the thing?
He's got a good
he's
job.
Not fucking Carson when he was fucking 70.
You guys
he
got
3 days.
You guys
a week.
Got one of you fuck one of you others girlfriend energy right now.
That's why he went back to Australia.
Oh, I'll take the bend down.
I mean, he's
that.
Got fucking Giannis and fucking
and Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson energy.
What's the temperature now, by the way?
98.
Did it go down?
I don't know.
Elderberry.
I don't think that I took Advil.
I love that Ray has fucking become a bloody homeopath in the last fucking 5 minutes.
I took one fucking drug for flus 5 days ago, and now I'm suddenly a fucking granola guy.
You have a fucking scrunchie on your wrist. I mean.
Well, you know.
Here's what I would say. You know what I think
about
going
what?
About Miami. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to open up now, you fucking cocksucker?
We're still talking about it.
Okay,
I mean,
go ahead.
I've been trying to talk about what we just keep right. spitballs keep right. going at Ray's ponytail.
I want to know about it. I miss you, Giannis. I fucking miss you on the show.
Wait, can I play Milli Vanilli? Are you going to get into one of those?
We were becoming friends.
Yeah.
You were great on the show.
I still call you once, 2 months.
I know. We call all, not as much as we were, but I miss you, and I'm glad that you're fucking having success, but, you know, I do want to hear about it. I want to know about it. So
thank
what's
you,
the
Bobby.
Deal? Tell me.
Yeah. He said he's just him and Cisco sitting down in Miami.
Girl, I'm going to miss you.
I love that James Smith is picking up the slack where Lewis left off. Lewis is only good Kelly, Jews, and fucking fat fags. Triangle.
Assholes.
Fucking James Smith is, his fucking cuntiness is perfect for a podcast.
Who's your clique down there? Like, who do you roll with?
We work so much that
if you say you work hard again, I'm going to fucking stab you. You don't get any pussy because you're working so hard. You work the days you don't have to work, and you don't have any friends because you're always working. For the fuck, shut up about working. We get it. You like your job. You got a break. You're going to be famous. Shut the fuck up.
James
Giannis.
James is only going to be impressive. You have your tongue up a fucking pop star's asshole.
God. Anything you ask, Giannis, you know what? I work so much. Like, hey, Giannis, you want some soup? You know what? I'm working.
Yeah,
like,
you really are. You're like a fucking baseball player that's about to win the World Series. How do you feel about the other team? They're a great team. We both worked hard to get. Shut the fuck up. Give us a scoop.
My click down there is work. No.
Give us a scoop.
No, I got a couple. It's lonely down there. You know what I mean? I made a couple comedian friends.
Well, you're crushing.
Well, I'm just crushing.
You're like, oh my God, this is like God's gift to comedy in Miami.
He's so edgy.
See how he leans on the microphone?
He just said
watch yourself, Cully.
They refer to him as Pappas. Like, oh, you see Pappas? He stopped by the improv the other day?
He said he didn't like Obama is what he was doing. What the fuck? Oh my God, dude. He leans to the left and the right. He hovers over the line.
Everybody gets it.
How does he keep that 5 o'clock shadow all day, every day?
It's me and Ray. He keeps the ponytail. I keep the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
It's an Aruban secret.
I'm going to cut this fucking thing off.
Do not cut that off until you fucking grow it long enough for the kids.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. That's the problem. It doesn't have to be any longer for the kids. He's choosing to maintain it.
I'm not going
to
shave my head. I have to get a little longer.
Why did it have to? You just go back to the regular haircut.
I don't want to shave my head because it's not long enough if I just get a regular haircut.
Yeah, dude, he'd look like Mary Tyler Moore if he fucking just cut the
look
back
like
off.
Look like that girl.
Oh, you can make it less funny if you wanted.
You're telling me.
Mind bombed, and you followed it with
a fucking...
I
wanted to save you. That's why. Right.
Wait, you're telling me if you donated that now, they'd say, thank you, Ray, but it's not long enough.
Yes.
What?
I measured it. Yeah.
Hey, he's but got some care.
Dude, this is not helping my career or my social life, believe me. No girl under 40.
I like your hair like this, and I like the highlights you put in it.
From the Aruba.
I know.
From the
sun.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, James is going to have a heart attack.
That's true.
Man, it's Aruba, man.
I'm going to keep pushing because I want fucking his stomach to get sick again.
Stomach's going to explode for a second time.
I really want fucking him to leave the cellar again. I'm sick of seeing his leg cross, cock sucking, fucking thin body.
Question.
Shitting on America.
He wears the same outfit. 30 fucking. Fuck, I fucked up.
Yeah, you blew that.
Fuck.
That was going to be good, too.
It's a flat tire, though.
That was
all right.
Going to be a good one. All right, listen, guys. We got to wrap this up. I don't feel well, but I came in today because I could not do this show because of. I was up all night. The baby got sick for the first time last night. He got a fever. Has that happened to your kid yet?
No. My kid's perfect.
Yeah.
He's been sick.
How old is your kid?
It'll be a year on Sunday.
He's close to the kid. Took him a while.
Your kid.
Kid, what's his name again? I think he's about 3 or 4.
Is he mine?
Your kid has been sick. I talked to B.
He hasn't been sick.
He had
sick.
A fever. Yeah,
no,
he's
never had a fever once.
Why don't you check in once in a while, Lewis?
Dummy.
He's never had a fucking fever, Bob.
They had a fever because when they teethed, Dum Dum, all babies get fevers.
Except
for
remember.
My son.
Kelly, you don't remember. I remember.
Stop trying.
I have a kid.
Why
Lewis,
are you so mad?
Stop using your acting course techniques. Look at her.
Yeah.
Don't try to stay in frame, you fucking idiot. You took Michael Caine's acting
phony.
Course online. If I'm looking at yours, I'll look at this eye.
Throw the bloody door off.
I'll look at this eye with this eye.
You don't know what you're talking about, Kelly. You have no idea. You have no idea what's going on here.
Lewis, I'm over here. I'm over here, Lewis.
Lewis is soap opera acting. He's back to camera.
Jim Norton would say, you stink at acting.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like how Kelly will just take your side. Just take your side.
No.
He's never had a fever.
Really?
Yes.
It's stupid.
Wow, you changed that real quick, Kelly.
Of course not, because
I remember.
He's had a fever.
He's never had a fever.
When baby's teeth.
No.
When baby's teeth. Listen, teeth come out of
you.
Your
I'm not gonna let you
gums.
Finish this sentence because it's retarded. It's not all babies all right, get
in
a
the,
fever
in
when
the chat
teeth.
Room.
What is that?
I don't know.
Give me that fucking thing in the chat room, please. Somebody
Scoble,
Google.
Can you turn your phone off?
Google
that
somebody
shit.
Google fucking. I'm getting Dr. Steve on the phone right now.
Get Dr. Steve on the phone right now. Dr. Steve, take my side.
I'm not taking Bobby's side. I think I remember.
Stop fucking stealing my tempo when I'm fucking talking. I have your own fucking tempo.
I just remember a conversation with either you or B where while he was. I remember it. I remember, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't sick. He just had a fever.
No.
There's no
fevers.
Way
he's
in
had
a
the
year.
Sniffles.
Shut up.
He's had the sniffles.
No
shut,
way.
Shh.
Kelly, shut the fuck up.
Hey, Lewis. Is this an online? Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Hello, banana.
Guys, shut the fuck. Hello.
Sorry, I could not take your call.
Fucking hell, dude.
This is his real name. This is Dr. Benjamin Stevenson.
My
address is. Thank you for calling.
Kelly, shut the fuck up.
I know. He gets so mad. I don't know why.
My baby. My baby, who's better than your baby anyways, who's normal, got a fever.
Is he cute or what?
Yeah, the camera guy had a baby 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
I know, but it's Australian and it's blonde. Nobody gives a shit. Your baby's not going to look good for another 8 months. Nobody likes thin babies from fucking other countries.
He was born in Manhattan.
Is he? Is he good looking? Do you got a picture of him?
He is good looking.
Let me see a picture of him. We're going to judge right now who's the cutest baby.
Dude, his baby's...
Oh, wait,
are you telling me? Wait a minute. Hold on.
He's like a mom.
Guys.
Shut everyone up. Shut up.
Here we go. Dr. Steve, everybody.
Is this guy on
time? Welcome, Dr. Steve, to the show. How are you?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Have you ever been to Aruba?
Why does he sound like Barry Katz?
Wait, you're doing a show?
Yes, we're doing a show right now. Listen, I want to tell you something. What are you going to say?
Do they know about your condition?
Oh, shit.
Now everybody's looking at me like I have AIDS. No, listen, here's the deal. Lewis is saying his baby of a year has never had a fever. Ever. I'm saying all babies get fevers because when shut up. So all babies get fevers, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, most babies will get anywhere from 6 to 12 viruses a year. And some of those viruses will carry, you know, a febrile illness and some won't. You know?
So don't hook up with a baby.
Colds, basically, you don't get a fever. Influenza and some other things you do get a fever with.
So. I don't trust this guy.
Hold on, ask him if it's possible. Hold on, ask
What's
him if it's
your
possible.
Doctoral? You're right. Philosophy?
You dummy, Steve. Ask him.
Steve,
right
is
here.
It possible for a baby to go a year without getting a fever?
I can't hear a fucking thing he's saying.
Good.
He's asking Dr. Steve.
He said, hoo, hoo, ha, ha, ha,
ha. He's asking, is it possible?
Does Lewis even have a thermometer?
Oh, shit.
What's a thermometer? I check it with my finger.
Finger up the air.
My finger's hot. He's got a fever. If it's cold, it's normal temperature.
Yeah, he sticks his finger in the kid's ass and puts it in his ear. Listen, Dr.
He sounds okay to me.
Steve, he's asking, is it possible for a baby not to have a fever for a year?
Yeah. I mean, you can miss it, too. I mean, sometimes they're sick and you don't check their... temp and you miss the fever, you know, because it's
neglect.
So transient. It might only last for a few hours. So that's possible.
You've not fucking helped me one
yeah,
bit.
So Bobby,
Bobby
fucking
ask
wrong.
About elderberry.
Just be a neglectful parent and just not know that your kids had 3 or 4 fevers.
Oh.
There's a baby crying in the background right now, Steve. While he's drinking.
Hell, who knows? But kids get sick a lot because know, this is the first time they've been exposed to all these viruses, you know. There's all these things going around that they don't have immunity to. Now, if your wife is breastfeeding, she will confer some immunity to those kids to viruses that she's been exposed to already.
Right.
So that, you know, that will very often, I mean, it's felt that that will reduce kids' illness. For example, my kid got respiratory syncytial virus when he was 5 days old. Oof. 5 days old, had a temp of 105.
No.
And when we took him into the pediatric ICU, they were like, you know, we don't know if this kid's going to make it. He's so young with this. This virus is horrendous.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
But my wife was breastfeeding.
Ah.
And she was the one that gave it to him.
No.
So she had these fresh antibodies, and the kid just sailed through it. 2 days later, we were out of the hospital, and he was fine.
Is your son named James Smith?
What's that?
So hang on 1 second, Dr. Steve. Hey, treat my guests like you treat your guests, okay? Corporate fuckface. sarcastic. Would you really have your fucking tech guy on and be so sarcastic? Well, the new phone is coming out. Is it really? It's so interesting, you fucking twat. All right, Dave,
Elderberry.
Steve,
would you take Elderberry?
First of all, Jefferson wants to know if black elderberry extract is good for a cold or a flu.
Is slavery wrong?
I'm not aware of any data that shows that it's either way.
What, slavery?
You gotta have data.
Are you talking about is it slavery or are you talking about elderberry?
No, it's elderberry. If you
thank God you clarified that.
People and you get with a cold and you get 50 of them the elderberry extract and 50 of them a placebo, and nobody knows which one is which, then at the end of that study you can say, you know, if it has any effect or not. And then you got to define what's an effect.
Yeah, oh, man, even Dr. Steve thinks he's a bullshitter.
Listen,
he just explained a trial. I learned from Dr.
Oz. Nobody fucking hears you. What is
or,
it?
Yeah. Steve. Less, you know, fever or whatever. You have to define that, and then you have to measure it. And that's really the only way that you can tell if something actually has an effect.
Okay. What do you
but Steve, Dr. Ellen, our leading hermaphrodite over here, is adamant that elderberry works.
You know, if you think it helps you, what the hell?
He's not even listening. All right, Steve, I'll talk to you later.
I got a question.
You guys, the only one I can hear is Robert.
I know. We got the sound, but I'm not giving Scopo another job. His head will explode.
Are you talking to me on speakerphone, or are you on call-in studio, or what?
We're getting call-in studio next week. I got it set up, but
okay.
I can't.
This setup you have now sucks ass.
Well, no, we're calling you from Late Net Live with Ray Allen.
I'll talk to you later, buddy. Shit, thank you.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Dr. Steve, everybody.
Next up, Belzer.
We have
after that, James Smith, who will not appreciate this in 10 years.
I
hope Pedro and Marissa vote you off.
I have a call-in studio, it's called. We're on this thing. We have a number they can call in.
And it comes through the board?
It comes right through here, and he can just pick who's calling.
Will the person on the other end hear what's coming through the mics?
They can hear everything, like this, as we hear it. I can't give Scopo that responsibility. His head will explode.
What's the verdict? Is his baby have a fever?
No, dude, you're wrong, actually. He just said you were 100% wrong. And my baby, hold on. Here's how I know my baby's never had a fever. Because if they get a fever, you give him baby Tylenol. He's had baby Tylenol one time because he was teething. He didn't have a fever. We just wanted to deal with the pain. One time ever he's had baby Tylenol.
Maybe you're neglectful.
I'm not neglectful.
Do you know what, though, Lewis? I'm going to tell you something right now. Who gives a fuck about your baby?
Hey, that was mean. Who are you, James Smith, all of a sudden?
Don't
put the mic away.
Go with fucking corporate Giannis and his fucking
push the mic away.
Miami Fiesta energy.
Yeah, no, I agree with Lewis on this one. That was a little bit crossing the line, wasn't it, Lou?
It was.
How do you feel about that one?
You know what? Dude?
Look at, he's used to be a man on the street down in Miami.
The old Vox Pop.
How do you feel about that, fucking Lewis?
So tell me, what's going on at the 305 today? Is it going to be snowing?
You'd be a great weatherman. You really would.
All right, well, guys, we got to wrap this up. Let me tell you something.
Fucking Ray has never been more relieved in his life.
I've had a fun time. I've only been doing the show for it.
It was a regular
fucking... I've only been doing the show.
I've been doing this for 2 years.
It's a great show.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it was.
Well, with the exception of half your guests. It was
here's the deal. I think you handled yourself well.
Thanks, buddy.
You did. You took it well.
It took you around 48 minutes to get your shit going.
No. But your stomach is yet again protruding.
I am hungover.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, he's living in Aruba most of the time.
And I'm a hungover, James.
Nobody fucking does that down in Aruba. Hey, your stomach's
hanging out.
Unlike
you, my stomach can fucking handle a sip of alcohol.
Wow, body blow to the ribs.
I want to ask each one of you a question before we end. Mm-hmm. First off, Giannis, will you be back here? Are you in Miami for the next few years?
I don't know, Bob.
He's working so much, he can't answer that question. Jesus Christ.
Happening. Luis J. Gomez.
Yes, sir.
Do you love your baby?
What's his name again?
James Smith.
Let me call B real quick. B, do I love
James
the baby?
Smith.
Yeah, mate.
If there's any way that we pay for the flight, can you get sick again? Please, for the love of God.
First class or business?
Do you know how depressed everybody is when they came 2 weeks in a row and you were still here?
I know, it's brutal.
We thought you were visiting.
I know.
You came in for... you got
pleasantries, obligatories,
like you were selling...
Oh, this fucking guy again with his little fucking accent. Yeah,
like maybe you were selling steaks or something, at Yamaha Steaks.
Surely this cunt isn't back. Yeah.
Came in to give John Mayer a handy.
Shots fired. Ding, ding, round 7.
Kelly.
Hey, Robert.
If Ray offered to take you to Aruba with him every time and give you stage time, would you suck his dick?
No.
What?
Now, how about this? If we went out for dinner and had a really nice time in the city.
He's begging.
And we never, nothing to do with show business.
No.
Would you give me a kiss on the cheek good night?
It's a joke question and he's begging. Nah.
Would you suck my dick just because you're attracted to me?
Yep.
You'd suck Giannis's dick?
He's the most fuckable in this room.
What?
Definitely.
First
of all, that goes without saying.
Look at me.
That goes without saying. That's an easy one. I don't know why everyone's in shock. That's an easy one.
Now, here's the question. Who here in the room wants to fuck you?
You think Giannis is the fucking most fuckable in the room?
Definitely. Have you seen him today? He's peacocking.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think
I'd fuck you first. I'd fuck
no,
you.
He's lazy.
No,
he just said he doesn't want
to
fuck.
I would fuck you first just to shut you up.
Kelly's attracted to Giannis's work ethic. You're too lazy, mate. I need to fuck Giannis. He works hard.
Chris James would just question his way out of a fuck. Do you really want to fuck me? Why? Why?
You like
not
fucking
sure
on the bed?
About it. Yeah. Why? Why would you want to do that?
Is the press going to hear about it?
Well, and I know you want to fuck me, but why?
Why?
I know, but here's the thing. You want to fuck me, and I ask myself, why?
Do I come now?
Why?
Are you coming? Do I come now? Do you come before
now,
me?
Now, are you going to wear that clothes when we fuck? I mean, I'm just asking. It's
excuse
just
me.
Out there.
Why are you walking away? Cunt eyes. Cunt eyes. Come back here. Come back here, cunt eyes. I'm not done asking you a question. Cunt eyes.
I can't wait till they play that in the morning. Right. Giannis Papas has been fired. Cunt eyes. Cunt eyes. Chris Scopo, say something funny. Go now.
How you guys doing? I'll be over. You can catch me over at the O'Hanlon's Pub on West 23rd Street and 23rd Avenue, Corona, Queens tomorrow. I'll be handing out flyers for Christian Polanco's show down there at the Pizza Parlor. Then we're doing a coffee pot down there in Long Island. That's a little bit of a road gig getting a car. Hit me on my Facebook wall if you can. Thank you.
Surely happens if we buck into the people.
That was good. Kelly, you're pot. Below me, so shut your mouth.
Oh, God.
Hey, Ray Allen. Good. And finally you. When are you going to Rupert?
January 11th, buddy. January 11th.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Aruba.
I hope you guys had a great...
Ooh, I want to take it to Key Largo, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego.
Great, great New Year's. It's the YKWD podcast. You guys are the best fans out there. Thanks for listening. Make sure you review, subscribe, spread the fucking word, join the riot. You guys are the best. Take care.
Aruba, Jamaica, come on, pretty mama. Bermuda, Bahama.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.
Yeah.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.